FM 106.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
What kind of answer is that? It's a simple enough patch, day in and day out. Oh, that's absurd. I mean, from day to day, every day a problem. I don't know what the you people do. I don't even understand any longer what the hell you're paid for. The simplest little thing, from here to there. Jesus Christ.
Just
now, can this show be done or not?
Howard Cosell for the 66th time. All right? Is it all right now? Hello again, everyone. Howard Cosell speaking of sports. Too much. I don't know what I'm going to do now. I got to get over to TV. I got to do a network show at 5:15. I got to do a local radio show. I'm going nuts with these shows anyway. Really. The time when even the greatest professional breaks down. What's the problem? This is Howard Cosell for American Contemporary Radio. Is it working now, Gilly? All right, let's go. Good Lord, let's go. Thank you. What? It still sounds bad? I thought you said it was working all right. Is it working all right or not? If not, I'll share a microphone with Mr. Axtell. I have no more time. God damn it.
Tell me under what rationale that's okay.
Why, ain't you going to press the flesh, Pappy? Do a little politicking?
I'll press your flesh, you impudent son bitch.
You don't tell your Pappy how to cut the electorate. We ain't one at a time in here.
We're mass communicating.
Oh, yes. That's a powerful new force.
Mm-hmm. Take your leg, Junior. A guy your mammy died giving birth. Should have seen you, should have died of shame.
For this weekend of love, some couples are coming to Lancaster County for a special getaway. Actually, it's a giveaway. The couples agreed to help radio shock jocks make their mark on the village of intercourse by making whoopee. Fox 43's Kristen Fallon has the story.
It's nestled in the heart of Lancaster County, amid the Amish, quilts, and busy farms. Valentine's Day weekend, radio guys Don and Mike brought 16 married couples to an intercourse motel. Well,
all of the couples that we have brought on our little trip are enjoying themselves. They are all celebrating their marriage and enjoying being paired off in those rooms.
Some couples came from as far as South Carolina for a role in Hay Country.
Just something wacky and crazy to do.
The local folks are a bit more private about their intercourse.
They do what they want to do, where they want to do it, and the sign fits.
The village actually used to be called Cross Keys because it was the area where two major roads came together. And the point where they met was called Intercourse. That's how folks referred to it. So in 1814, they officially changed the name. And that changed the way folks here do business. For instance, when they're giving directions, they never say, "We're right in the middle of intercourse."
I try to avoid saying that because I know what's coming.
I mean, I get people hang up on me because, I mean, I have the folks out from Intercourse, Pennsylvania, and they're like, "Right."
Now, if this leaves you wanting more, a village called Paradise is right down the road. The catch is you need to go through intercourse to get to it. Kristen Fallon, Fox 43 News at 10.
You have the son that is dying for playing with his father. He's dying to have the latest of the toys, and he's talking about this Turbo Man doll. And I play one of those fathers and husband that is too busy. What they can expect from Jingle All the Way is a hilarious movie, a movie where they will be able to laugh from the beginning to the end. It will be great entertainment. They will walk out of the theater and say, "I am so angry that I can't get another ticket right away because I want to see it a second time. And there's a long line here."
I'm so mad at my mother.
Freeze it, Mama! Mama,
you gotta have a mother for me.
Mama,
oh, Mama.
Reg.
Yep.
What say you? Rock on, baby. I am an important program director. Don't mess with me. I'm smart. What say you? I have a shocking mane of red hair. I am an important program director. That means I direct programs. Hi to my old friend, the Strap-On. He likes you. Greg G. Gillespie, G-I-L-L-I-S Pie.
You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, let me turn down my radio.
Cool echo, though.
Echo.
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 Oh, not bad. Oh, I'm sorry that I came on right after you were... Your depressed woman was on? Your caller? Why was she crying?
She hasn't been able to find someone who's willing to admit that they agree with her, that this war is a ghastly disaster and a put-up job. At the moment, Earl feels very alone and isolated, and she's trying to overcome her alienation. So,
I initially thought that... I thought maybe she was depressed because she couldn't guess the secret sound on the Don and Mike show, when in fact it was probably her douchebag hitting the floor.
No. No, actually, what she heard was you, douchebag. What a brilliant
That's a good ending right there. What's your name?
Let's start this up. Make sure I got that turned on. And there we go. And here's your favorite part, Mike.
All right.
Oh.
Are you a lucky boy?
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Or between 2 and 6, 1 and 5, and of course out on Sacramento West Coast. That would be noon until 4.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Hello.
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 It's the song from that commercial.
Yes.
I love this song.
Yeah.
This, of course, is the Office Depot song.
Oh,
it's
a good melody.
That ruins it. That's how a lot of people know it now.
I know.
It's just people.
Just people.
Well, hello, everybody.
Come on.
Hello.
I have to get over to TV. It's the Don and Mike Show. That sounded like Spinners. Like them.
I'll drink to that.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
You know what the River Band man said.
And then I sat and really worked it.
Right.
He's a fake.
I don't know about that. I do know that I heard you speak before the door opened up.
He's mildly retarded.
Right. How's your
gun case?
Yeah.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. LBJ and all the ships at sea.
LBJ, senorita.
Bueno.
The power of Christ compels them. Don Geronimo and Michael Barron.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow. Dance, monkey, dance.
He was jumping around, wasn't he?
Yes, he sure was. Well, like I said, you know the address. This is the Don and Mike Show, and it's a new episode, friends, on this Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
051106.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
We are. He isn't. Here's the phone numbers you can call us on from anywhere in America. Here's the main number, 877-365-3636 from Canada. And anywhere where you can't use an 877, you can call 800-636-1067. And very soon to go by the wayside, the secret numbers, 202-432-1067 if you're listening to us in Washington, D.C. On WJFK. Let me see. We're on iTunes. About 100 episodes are downloaded there, including, I think, the most downloaded episode of our show on the iTunes has been with Chris Hansen from Dateline NBC.
Very good.
The Catching a Predator thing. A pretty good episode, if I say myself. Yeah. I mean, of the iTunes. And an equally good one last night on that show. Oh, Christ. Go to iTunes and go to Talk Radio. And there we are. Let me see, also on the internet, you can hear us on your computer. Just go to DonandMikeWebsite.com. Click on Listen Live. And if that's not enough and you just have to send us an electronic mail,
if you must,
write to DonandMikeWebsite.com. It goes to the back room, back there to Yanni. And it's very confusing. We'll hear the crickets, but he will tell you why your return mail will come from Yahoo. Okay.
Oh, I love that song.
There you go. Now,
good.
Timed it out almost perfectly.
Yes.
Give me just a moment. I mean, because it is 3:11 on the East Coast.
We all know what that means.
Well, some of us do, some of us don't, Mike.
Mm-hmm. All right, hold on. Can you just talk to him for a second?
Hello?
Hold on. Crap, what happened to my screen?
Yes. Oh, is it all?
Is it a total meltdown?
No. Here we go. Now, today, the CEO of CBS Radio, Joel Hollander,
yes,
went on Opie and Anthony's show. I'm going to read you this from Inside Radio News.
Okay.
Joel Hollander promises Opie and Anthony more markets.
Mm-hmm.
The CBS radio chief was on their hybrid CBS XM morning show today, promising additional clearances on CBS. This as Rover's struggling morning show is as in best of until further notice.
Wow.
The Chicago-based jock was hospitalized in the middle of Monday's show with severe abdominal pain.
Oh, wow.
Stress.
Oh, man.
No wonder.
I didn't know that.
So we of course, you know, this is what...
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
I don't know why that played.
Where'd that
I didn't even touch it. Got no idea.
Right.
We only bring this to your attention. This is something that's behind the scenes in radio, but we are very thrilled to have now. He did not come to our studio today like he did this morning in New York with Opie and Anthony.
Uh-huh.
Here is the CEO of CBS Radio,
yes.
Joel Hollander. Joel.
Hey, hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, sir. How are you?
It's great to be on your show. You know, here at CBS Radio, we're excited.
Let me just interrupt for a second. I believe, much like when you came on Opie and Anthony's show and you announced that the company had big plans for them,
mm-hmm.
There is an announcement. And I think it's going to happen right now.
Very good.
Joel Hollander.
Yes, I'm glad you understand.
All right, Joel Hollander.
You know, here at CBS Radio, we are excited that after a great 20-year run, you know, we sure do wish you two losers will get your fat asses to the curb so we can finally stop this fantasy about you getting a new studio.
Oh, so we can stop the fantasy about getting a new studio.
That's right. And the big news is we've decided to keep you on the air. You know, and say, I hear you're number one in Sacramento.
Yes, we are.
Wow. I mean, shall I send a bag of buffalo feces to congratulate you two pigs?
Wow, what hostility.
Huh? Try getting a rating somewhere other than a town I won't be caught dead in.
Wow.
And by the way, keep kissing Mel's ass. You know, that's smart.
Wow.
Okay. Well, announcement over. Screw up, window suckers. Goodbye.
Oh, wow, he is so angry. Ladies and gentlemen, Joel Hollander.
I was expecting something nice.
Window lookers, he said window suckers.
Window suckers.
He's a New York sucker.
He got it wrong.
Yeah.
But that's not unusual.
Okay, window suckers.
In New York, they're window suckers.
What a thrill, though. I mean, it's nice to know we got the same consideration, having him on our airwaves.
That's great. We take the crumbs. There's no doubt. That should be the motto of this show.
Yes.
Crumb City.
Mm-hmm.
We take it.
Crumbs are us.
Guy will come on to the other show, you know.
Hey.
More power to them.
Sure.
We got a phone call. That's all I care about.
Well, that's it. You know, he wasn't here in studio, but he certainly spoke to us personally.
And you heard?
He's pretty exciting, actually.
A gift on our number one ratings in Sacramento.
That's terrific. And obviously, he thinks the world of our ratings out there.
He does. Watch the mail.
That's wonderful. And nice to know that the studio is just a big fantasy. You know, that was just a ploy to keep us happy for a short time.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Such hostility. I will never be able to pinpoint exactly what we did
to
him.
What do we do? I don't know.
Well, you know, someday if we're really towards the end of things, we'll discuss really why we think.
Mm-hmm.
But let's not talk about
not
it.
Not now.
Let's have fun now.
Exactly.
We're just trying
to have a little fun, folks.
Let's have some fun.
Right.
The most fun I had, Buzz, I have to tell you something.
Go on.
I know that I'm doing a 180 on this goddamn American Idol that I said I wouldn't watch it, and then I watched it.
Hey, we all knew you were going to start watching it anyway.
But I'm telling you that the reason that that show is great, and I will wear the sign proudly that says, lying, two-faced hypocrite, said I would do something, went back to it. The guy, and I know you don't watch the show.
No, but I've heard the news.
But the guy that everybody says was going to win.
Right.
The guy that really, I was just hoping, but it was like...
The guy that the guys hated.
Right, yeah.
The thing is, though, it's like, I can't think of a scenario, it's like an incredible upset. It's like in the NCAAs, it's like a number 16 seed beating a number 1 seed. Last night...
Whoa. Man, you are gushing now. You really are. You're back all the way.
What I mean,
you're back more than I'm back.
You got the call last night, and you got a watered-down call from me.
Right. I called you.
Okay, well, then after I talked to Rob, excuse me, because the order of the calls went like this. Uh-huh. It was, I called Rob, then while I was in front of Rob, Mike called me on the line, and then 2 seconds later, my girlfriend called me on the other line.
Right.
And you all three got the exact same sound. And it is the sound like...
The sound of you dancing.
And I'm so queer for the show. Wow. It is the same sound like if the Packers are playing a very important game.
And Rob and I got the same reaction from our women.
Oh, yeah.
That we compared notes today on that. The gushing over this guy getting... Because you kind of motivated me to hate this guy. But then when I saw him last week, when he did the whole thing about the hybrid, that's when I completely came under the hand. I hate Chris Camp,
right?
And I realized that it's the battle of the sexes.
Yep.
That the guys all hated him, and the women kind of didn't want to come out and admit it, but they dug him. And Carla got a little mad at me for showing such
glee. Yeah.
Not really over the top, Robin. I'm sure you got the same thing, but it's just like, was your reaction kind of like, well... geez, don't react that much to it. And we were all having a big party.
No, I mean, I was laughing. Don was laughing. I called my father. My father was laughing.
It was funny.
I
mean,
wasn't laughing. I really, with everybody, I said, it was like this, Buzz, like sports, like, this show's great. He's gone. You know, the only time that you get that type of emotion from me is like
sports.
Kind of going, he threw the pass!
It's true.
I mean...
You don't really get that on a show like a 24. Wow. You get that because
such
it's real.
A great upset. That cocksure bastard comes out there,
mm-hmm, right?
Stands out there, and the look on that bastard's face,
priceless.
It is worth...
Shut down.
It is worth the hours that I have invested over the last
that's
5 years.
That's your payoff.
Yeah.
And it's rare, really, on that show that you get a contestant... that believes the press.
Now,
and he took it hook, line, and sinker.
That guy
had no... I mean, of all of them, they were all insecure except for him. He thought he was going nowhere. And even when it got down to the final two...
He thought it was her.
And everybody thought it was her. And so did we. Everybody thought it was her. And bingo, there he goes.
Tell me this, because I don't know and I don't watch, but I've heard that a lot of people are really angry about him being voted off because
women
they believed that he was going to win.
I think the women are.
And I've heard that people say they're going to stop watching. I believe that they're unhappy about the outcome.
I believe the reason that he got voted off was because he polarized the sexes.
Right.
And you had women that were voting for him,
right,
but the guys didn't vote for him, and the guys were voting for Catherine. I really think that's what it was.
The whole swinging dick thing. I mean, besides the fact that he's the rocker with an attitude. I mean,
Glasses.
Oh,
mama, is free from my life, from the long arm of the law.
They give you a few of those every episode.
Yeah.
I mean, every year. They give you a few of those, but this was the best.
The best ever.
Absolutely.
Wow. The best.
Wow. You are gushing, both of you.
Absolute, just... They just, it was like they dropped a nuke on the guy.
Yeah. And I went back and watched.
So did I.
I watched it again and again and again.
Wow. You know what?
Yeah.
I watched his face.
Yeah.
And I did the slow motion with TiVo where it moves like.
You see the face.
At this pace.
And you see the face physically drop.
Falls.
Yes, he just goes.
Face falls.
Sure. And he is absolutely hitting the solar plexus. He's blindsided.
And one more thing. That's just so great.
What?
Because they let the retarded guy do his dancing and singing,
right.
You know, the guy that can't dance, Taylor Hicks.
Okay.
They're running late.
Who did a great job, I thought, last
night. Yeah, agreed. They're running late on time. So rather than all of the regular games where they divide them into groups and say, who do you think? They just say, okay, you're the top two, you're the bottom two. And then with, like, nothing, Ryan Seacrest says, Chris, you're going home. I mean, it's that fast.
And it caught everybody by surprise, and the guy is... just struck with the most amazing depression, instant depression.
Sure, you get to see his reaction.
Love it, love it. Okay,
hold on,
here he is.
Incredible.
Here it is. Buzz, we really never do this, but this was really the best moment of American Idol because this guy's such a swinging dick, and the whole time he's up there, you know, even when they told him yesterday, or the day before, the three idiot judges, when they pretty much told him, you're okay, but his whole thing was, hey, man, I'm just being myself.
Yeah, true to my roots.
I'm just being true to my roots.
Yeah.
Oh, screw you, jackass. Go back to Jiffy Lube.
You should explain your hatred a little bit. You should explain where it comes from.
He is all talk, all show, all, I'm Mr. Everything. I'm rock and roll. You got to understand. This is American. This is a pussy competition. I'm in this competition, but I'm going to be the first rocker. Bo Bice, not a rocker. I'm a rocker.
He believes his own press, too.
Yeah.
He has been the odds-on favorite.
I want to thank my fans.
Yeah.
My fans have sent me lots of junk food and cologne. And, you know, they want to know. You know, the Chrisaholics want to know. The biggest question is, boxers or briefs?
Thank you for explaining that. Now we understand.
There you go.
All right.
And that
it had to be articulated.
And that leads
to this moment.
Beautiful.
All right.
Chris, step forward. Catherine, step forward. America, your bottom two.
All right, so it's the chicken and the rocker.
Predicted both of you could be in our finale. A lot of people predicted, Chris, that you could be the next American Idol.
Reporters in the audience.
Chris. You are going home tonight. The journey ends. America, you have spoken, and Chris is off the show tonight.
No.
You're the women?
Yeah.
No. What about Paula Abdul?
Oh,
someone
God.
Someone must have said to her, like, your hair is on fire. Your body. She collapsed.
Yeah.
She's like, oh.
She's fragile.
My favorite part is after that is that Ryan just said, surprising,
yeah.
Which is like saying to Catherine, you blow.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
I can imagine how Catherine must feel, too.
Yeah.
Watching Paula Abdul's, you know, not that Paula Abdul had any kind of poker tell there.
Right.
Oh,
you know,
my
that
God.
She falls, practically collapses.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
It's great.
Shut up.
And even Simon, I saw him rubbing his face, you know.
Yeah.
And you know what he's thinking when he's rubbing his face? What he's thinking right now is... I'm probably going to have to make a record with Taylor Hicks.
How do I market any of these remaining three?
Because,
I think this opens the door for...
Elliot Yameen.
This opens the door for Catherine, I think. I really
hope
do.
Hope so. That'd
I think
be great.
So. But now it truly is anybody's competition.
Anyway,
wow.
Buzz, just on a level with someone who is, like I said, just so cocksure, just never gave a glimpse...
No.
Of maybe the fact that, you know, hey, I'm an amateur,
right.
And I'm kind of blown away
no humility
by
at
this.
All.
It's like, you know, right. hey,
that's
I'm ready.
Good. That's a good point.
I'm ready for the next level. I'm ready to take my game. I'm a rocker. I've been a rocker. My whole life. Oh, kiss my ass.
Yeah,
you
so
bald mother effer. And you're bald like I'm going to be bald. You just shave your head.
And every one
and
of
you're
them.
Prematurely bald because you're only about 30. I'm 47.
All the all the three the remaining had that look of humility where they really think it's a bonus when they move on to the next round. He was sure that he wasn't going. He was going to win it.
Chris in the top two again. Yeah, damn right. Straight right. Hey, where's my cologne, bitch? I'm Chris. You know why I'm going to win?
He struck, I didn't like the guy, but he struck a nerve with you, didn't
All
he?
All the chicks like me. You know why?
Why, Chris?
I'm safe. I'm married. Seen that shot of that pig in the audience? Yeah, she's there just for the show. I'll bang all of you later. Because I'm a rocker. Put the flames behind me. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he's got flames behind him now.
All right, bye, Dick.
Well, he's gone.
Oh. Yeah. Really made the night worthwhile. I mean,
big victory.
Gotta tell you, you gotta take your moments in life that are the most sweet.
I'm so happy. What's the theme for next week? What are they?
Who cares?
What are they singing for you? Does anybody know what they're singing?
Who cares?
I do.
They can sing the phone book.
Does anybody? No, I mean, I just wanted to know what the theme was.
Wow.
You know, now just to, now keep it in your pants a little bit.
I
mean,
really
I
don't
like
know.
The guy.
I really don't know. I don't know what the theme
I don't know
is.
Where you really. I mean, I'm very glad the guy got voted off, but it comes from a very deep place inside of you.
Mike, also understand my rationale on this.
Yes.
This is really what attracted me to the show in the beginning. It's the fact that just like this show, although certainly not, we're not as popular. Yeah, it's real people speaking.
Mm-hmm.
This guy can only go so far until regular people, not record company executives,
right.
not people who think they're in the know.
Just people.
Yeah, right. And so regular people look at this guy and go, what a horse's ass.
Right.
Really?
What do you think about the my theory of the women-men thing, though? That's, I think, really, it was divided along sex lines, I think.
That I wouldn't know.
Sex
I just...
Sex
lines.
I dislike the guy because he had it all going for him.
I didn't talk to a guy that liked him. I didn't talk to one guy that liked him. Every woman I talked to about him liked him.
And
liked
even,
the guy.
Even like with Bob Ice last year. You know, guys liked Bob Ice.
Right, he had the likability factor. A lot of guys that get through, men and women like him. This guy, for some reason, I think the reasons that you articulated, they didn't like the guy.
And he's just from the very beginning, and even when they showed him at his audition with a straw hat, Mr.
The cowboy hat, leaving the house, like, bye, honey, gotta go ride on the open range.
Yeah, gotta go conquer Hollywood now, because I'm a rocker, and I got on my black jeans, and I've got the big chain hanging down, and you know what, I just might have to slap you around a little bit if you don't treat me right, honey, but you like it like that, you like it rough, because I'm a rocker.
Filled with angst.
And now,
filled with angst last night.
And now I'm only one notch above Paris. She's not even had her period yet. And I got beat out by Elliot Yamin and Taylor Hicks. Can you imagine that guy? He goes back to his
Taylor hotel. Hicks, I'm sure, had the most votes last night.
Goes back to his hotel room, just the mini bar, immediately.
And then he looks over at Elliot and is like, good luck! Good luck to you.
Now, see, I picture the guy that lost going back to his room, waiting until 8 o'clock Los Angeles time,
right.
Watching the replay of the show,
mm-hmm.
Getting hammered, just hammered, and going, this is not right! This is not fair!
Oh, you know he had that moment. It was written all over his face that he was going to have that moment. Sorry about that.
Click, click, click.
Oh, the alarm again.
Just all this. How many little Jack Daniels bottles can you fit into one refrigerator? This is Chris Daugherty. I was supposed
Daughtry.
I was supposed to win American Idol. I'm in room 317. Yeah, I know I have to check out tomorrow, but that is tomorrow. Tonight I would like two more bottles, please. And tell my bitch wife to stop calling me.
Yeah, because she's not there. He's locked himself in his own hotel room.
Wow. I can't believe this. Paula Abdul told me that she would go down on me.
Oh, she's with him. She's consoling him.
Of course.
Based on that reaction, she's in there with him.
tradition.
And she's like recovering from what her latest narco binge. And she's sitting there going, I just don't understand what happened to Chris.
Well, okay, I will, I'll slow down. Wow. That's a good picture from Fox, though.
Yeah.
Of McPhee. McPhee, yeah, it's a so long F face. Huh? It's Ryan Seacrest, but McPhee really looks just like she did on TV last night. The most surprised, like, you know.
Yes, I saw the clip.
What?
Well, she got the, you know, she got beaten up by the judges and by everybody else.
Yeah. And Joe, here we go. Now here's American Idol fan Joe Ardinger.
I think it reflects America's rebellion against the bald-headed goatee look that is so burned out and tired.
Very good.
You know, so long, F-Ace.
There's a lot of that kind of feeling out there.
There's a level of hatred for this guy. Yeah. And what makes the show great for the last time is the fact that it was almost a lock that this guy was going to win. And last night, because America got pissed off at the guy, it's like they throw all the merchandising for that show, everything that they want to do with that show, now gets thrown upside down. They got to be sitting there having the meeting today going, okay, now hold on.
What do we do?
Every year it's worse. The first year we get Kelly Clarkson, okay, she's good. Then we get big, fat Ruben, who you know, is one hamburger away from a heart attack, who can't sell a record to change to save his life. Then we get Peter Pan, Clay Aiken, and then we get last year, Carrie Underwood, and now what you're telling me, I'm going to have to make a career out of one of these three? Pieces of crap.
Well, they got one potential there, I think. I think Catherine McPhee, that if she doesn't, like, step on it and try to go oversing everything she sings, it's ridiculous. But that guy, Chris Daughtry, at the very, very beginning of the show, you could watch the ego develop, and you could watch him start to believe his own press until this week where it just got absolutely out of control. And that might have had something to, you know, to do with it also.
He's a rocker.
Yeah.
He's a rocker.
They're boxer briefs, in case you were wondering. You're out of there.
I'm going to shake this competition up. Never had a rocker on this show. A rocker. Get out of here.
Going to need a clean
Get
pair of hybrids.
How about this? You got beat by Gomer Pyle. How do you feel about that?
And
him.
And a piranha mouth.
Yeah.
But he does have a great voice.
You got beat out by Gomer Pyle, a guy with dog teeth, and a girl really with her best talent is the night that her blouse came unbuttoned on the show.
Really?
Well, you know, right now, anybody's guess. Who knows?
It's just too great.
Buzz, I'm telling you. It was like the Super Bowl. It was like the World Series.
Everybody's talking about it today.
NASCAR. It was just, oh, boy, it was good.
It was like the Tony Awards.
I didn't know singing could be that exciting.
That's where we part company.
Well, it really isn't all. It's not about singing.
No, I know.
With the vote-off show, it's more about naked cruelty.
Right.
You know.
And oh boy, was it beautiful.
And Ryan Seacrest does, of all the thing, and I don't think he's got a lot of skills, but the one thing he does know how to do, and I think they kind of leave it up to him, because it's on the fly with time and everything
else. I know what
you're
going to say.
They leave it up to him as to how he boots them off, and I think he
doesn't he do it
relishes it.
Doesn't he do it really? And
he loves it. He does it differently every week.
I'd only given him a compliment, but on that show, the judges don't talk very much.
Right.
So he has to do everything, and
he just catches you know, off guard. It was so quick. Bingo, you're out of there.
Verbally, what he did was just turn around and kick the guy in the nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Really, it was not. You know, you would expect it to be. And, oh, Chris, we are so sorry. You are so talented, man. You have a career in... You know what it was? You know
they
what
have
really?
Said that you were the odds-on favorite to go to be the next American Idol. This is normally where I would pause for dramatic effect, but no, I'm going to tell you you're out of there right now.
And let me just save a step here.
Okay?
I'm going to just highlight a behind-the-scenes moment in the Don and Mike world.
All right.
Okay?
Hello.
Hello. Now,
Joe,
I really don't need... even though I didn't say it, I know Clay Aiken did not win the contest against...
I know, we all know.
Shut up! I'm yelling at you now, Joe.
Okay.
Rather than put up 15 calls from people saying Clay Aiken didn't win...
Right.
Why don't you just tell them, Don knows he didn't win. Can you please handle that for me? So every goddamn line is not someone that I have to end up looking like a dick-ass screaming at.
Okay.
To clarify again, since people love calling about the smallest things, I don't know if I said he won or not. He sold a hell of a lot more records than Ruben Studdard, and he's one of the success stories of American Idol.
Right.
Okay? So if you little brains out there want to call and say, hey, he didn't win, that's your prerogative. But you dumbass, don't put the calls up there for me to take them. Okay?
Okay, well, I didn't
use your friggin' head. You didn't know that I knew that Clay Aiken didn't win?
Right.
You're an idiot. You're really an idiot. I swear to God you are.
I mean, he's obviously more successful.
No, the ABCs of me, I know who won the show.
Okay.
I know. It was Ruben versus Clay. Ruben won and got the big record deal. Clay got a deal as well. God damn it, Joe. Jesus Christ. Besides, even if I didn't know, yeah, would it hurt you just to help me out a little bit? Just say, you know what? He didn't know that. Okay, yeah, or he knows it. Whatever. Hang up on the people. So, do that. Do your goddamn job.
Right. Hanging up is what I do best.
Okay. I hate lecturing you like this on the air.
Right.
Just say to people.
I know.
No, you know, don't be such a dick. I mean, it's okay for me to be a dick to you because we're doing the show here now, although, you know, on some level, this is real.
Right.
Just say to people, and anytime, Joe, the incredible pressure of answering our telephones becomes too much for you on a day-to-day basis, although I love you, let me know. Just let me know. The day that you can't stand coming in here for 4 hours and having to tell 15 people, that's right, he knows, or I will tell him. Any day that you can't cover my back by doing that, please let me know.
Okay.
Okay?
Right.
Very good. Good boy. Good boy. Okay, you're a good phone screener. That's good. And Buzz, thank you for not saying anything or making any faces. And I hope you understand this discipline.
Of course.
Do you agree with the discipline?
I do.
Because it's important in a relationship.
I don't.
Well, Mike, you're not a factor in this relationship because you've already ruined your relationship with Joe.
Okay.
As you can tell, I still have a great relationship with Joe.
I just have two words to say to you, Don.
What's that, Mike?
Way harsh. Way harsh. And Don, another thing?
Yeah.
Clay didn't win. Jesus.
You understand, Joe? Just... again, if we're just cutting through, trying to do the best possible show, it doesn't help me if we have 12 lines on one side and 6, 7, 8 lines on the other side, and you load them all up with people who are all saying the same thing. Why can't you just please say to them, okay, even if it's, you know, that incredible time when I make a mistake, say, he knows.
Yeah.
You know, let it go. Why funnel it through? Hello?
Yes?
Why?
I'm just listening.
Okay, explain to me why you put up,
I'll explain why.
Why'd you put up 4 separate calls all saying the same thing?
Because the calls will keep coming, but you may take one, and the other people will hear it, and they'll drop off.
Why couldn't you just take the time in between bites of your goddamn chicken sandwich just to say to the people, why? I don't understand. Why can't you help? Why can't you help out the show? Joe?
Yes?
Please. I'm really looking for an answer. I'm not busting balls. I'm trying to figure out how your head works. You know?
I always put them up. You take one. The others hear it. They drop off.
Okay. I almost burst a blood vessel in my head screaming at a guy last week about how this derails the show. And I'll take my responsibility for it. I'm derailing the show right now. But... come on, you're a co-conspirator in this. Don't be such a dumbass, please.
I wasn't trying to wreck the show.
Well, that would be impossible. It's still good, even though you're wrecking it. But come on, Joe, you know what I'm saying? Jesus Christ! I just remember, you know, just do your job, okay? Please.
Gotcha.
Okay, I remember you. You are replaceable.
Of course.
I mean, absolutely. Like at any moment.
Well, once again, we'll have to part company on that.
All right, Joe. So maybe in the future you can just help us out. Help me out a little bit.
All right.
Just help me out a little bit. You know, try be a friend of the show.
Okay? Okay. I have to come in during the break and reset the Telos anyway.
What? What? No,
well, we've lost 2 lines. The computer is crashing.
The computer? Everybody's calling now?
Well, lines are on fire. I don't know what they want to say.
I'm sure they all want to say that Clay Aiken won. They did not win American Idol.
That's right.
That's right.
Ruben did.
All right, Joe. So, what have we taken away from this little session?
Hang up on everybody.
No.
Oh,
no,
dear.
No, wrong.
I hate it when a lesson's not learned.
Now.
Yeah.
I understand that if you're glossing over something and it isn't quite correct, but it's plainly obvious, then to straighten out the listeners and let them off instead of putting them up.
There you go. Thank you, Joe. Mm. Thank you, Joe. Thank you. Now I have to get over to TV, so I got to go. I'll see you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Really?
You know what this means.
What do you do with him?
Somebody's getting an email in the wee hours of Sunday morning.
There's love here.
Oh, there's love here.
Love and friends in the form of 24 operators.
Oh, shut up.
That need to know your Bank America number.
Right.
Yes, they do.
Is God...
Why shouldn't you give?
Is God...
Doesn't the Lord deserve what you have?
Doesn't he?
Yes, it does.
Amen.
Doesn't the Lord deserve a circular driveway?
Yes, he does.
He doesn't drive.
Doesn't the Lord deserve a Porsche?
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does, and he's asked me to drive it.
That is an oldie but goodie.
Wow. There's love here.
There's love here.
There's love here.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, it does.
Hey, I want to make a comment about the Chris guy.
Turn down your radio, please, friend. Which Chris guy would that be?
The Chris guy on American Idol.
Oh, that one.
That one. I didn't know if you were speaking perhaps about...
Chris Core?
Nope.
Chris Cross.
Hey, did you guys hear that tonight on one of the Chris shows they're going to announce him, that he's going to get...
Chris Christopherson.
What?
They're going to give him
Chris
a job
Kringle.
On the Rock.
Mike,
hey,
I'm sorry.
Chris Kringle, though.
Yeah. You're king of the Chris's, even though that's with a K.
I think, sometimes when you get Chris Kringle, that brings me
Chris,
to the top
Chris
of the...
Kringle, yeah,
king
that's
of the
right.
King of the Chris's. I can't concentrate with this guy.
No, he is kind of babbling in the background.
What now? Start over.
Forge your heads.
Chris, the guy from American Idol.
All right, the guy from American Idol, Chris, what about him?
They're going to put him on Entertainment Tonight and give him a job with a rock band.
A rock band. Give him a job with a rock band.
All's well that ends well. So you saw a promo on the television?
No, I heard it on the radio this morning.
Well, what is the rock band?
The band Filter.
Can I ask a question? What do you have on in the background? Is it the radio or is it the television?
It's our show.
No, there's nothing on.
Yes, there was. Were there people talking? We were hearing something. What is in the background? What is that background noise?
Santa's Little Helpers.
God damn it.
Mike, listen, I'm out of control right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm pissing the
air. I know.
I'm on E.
Oh, come on. Can you please not make a joke and just tell us what the sounds were in the background? Can you do that for us? Is there a chance?
Did
they teach you that here?
Brad.
It was the radio.
All right,
the radio.
Thank you for being honest.
Thank you. Send your resume. Send your resume, please. You sound qualified. Send your resume to I Would Like to Have Joe's Job. Care of Don and Mike Show North Pole.
You got it.
Okay, friend.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
He may have been riding the volume control as he was speaking.
That, of course, Matt Mensa.
Might have been in traffic.
Check it in.
He was fun.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
Hey.
Don, I just want to tell you that...
Is this Jason?
Huh?
Is this Jason?
Who?
Jason. Is that your name?
No, Brian.
Brian, okay. I thought you were going to say Jason.
Oh, no, no, no.
Okay.
This is Brian.
I've completely derailed him. This is my fault. Go ahead, Brian. I apologize.
Hi, Brian.
I just want to say that I'm glad that you're watching American Idol again, because I always miss that part, how everybody on there, Buzz, well, not Buzz.
No.
Mike and
everyone.
They'd all be talking about it, and you'd be like, no American Idol, no more.
And I want to say that I love your show, Real Sports. On HBO.
Mm-hmm.
Loved you on the Today Show. Ladies and gentlemen, Brian Gumbel.
Very good.
I know what they're going to sing next week.
Oh, okay. What are they going to sing?
People are so excited. They're going to sing Hammer songs. Bye!
Everybody's going to be in trouble today, aren't they? It's one of those days. Well, LP. Low pressure. Yeah.
You know, I don't
think, Mike.
No, Rob, I don't think so. I don't think a listener can set it off because he was trying to set it off.
No, that's we've already established that rule that the listeners cannot set it off.
There should be a fail-safe alarm in there that it will not be set off by a listener.
No, because otherwise,
trying to set it off,
listeners could set off all the alarms.
That would be chaos.
Hello, listeners could set off all of our alarms.
Yeah, could set off the Beatles' wife.
All of our bug zappers.
Sure, could set off the lady that got hit in the knee.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Oh dear.
Hey, Donna Mike. Today on another radio station, heard Keith Oberman, who host Countdown on MSNBC, stating that there might have been a controversy as to why he was kicked off, that there might have been some sort of rules violation, and he was going to make that one of his topics tonight on Countdown.
If Keith Oberman's on it, I'm going to be watching. And goodbye, sir. Now let's...
I didn't even say it.
He did.
I did.
Oh, you did?
I did. But we don't have to hear the whole thing, though, do we?
Arrogant.
We've kind of proved the point, haven't we?
I know, you have to play the whole thing. If you set off the knee, if you set off the alarm, you have to do that.
I just said the name, though. I just said the name. I mean, see, you said the Beatles' wife. What was I supposed to say? The girl that...
You'll see.
What, Rob?
No one said that.
You're right.
No one said John Lennon's wife's name, the widow Lennon.
Right. And no one's going to either.
No, I don't think so. No one will say that.
Mm-hmm.
See how it delights
him? He wants it. He really wants it. If you want it so bad, you could say it.
Yoko Ono!
Oh, God.
You bastard. Where's the turnoff thing?
Yoko alarm.
This has been a test of the Don and Mike silly alarm system.
Give me the click clickers.
We have a lot of alarms here.
Everything's working.
He's still singing.
A phone out for Alan.
Go, go. There you go.
I don't think we've ever gone that deep into that alarm. That was good. I enjoyed that.
Gone that deep into Y.O. Deep inside Y.O.
Oh, nasty, nasty.
You know what they say about that, you know. Doesn't go up and down.
Yeah, we've heard that theory.
Sideways.
Theory's been bandied about for years.
Ancient Chinese secret.
Hmm?
Surprised you didn't know that.
Need more Calgon.
Got a break.
Yes.
Got a break. It would be a good place for a break, right?
Yeah, let's do one.
Thank you, Super Producer. We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
3 weeks we got to do monthly ratings. It is the month of May. That means the TV stations are doing their sweeps. We've still not played the Channel 5 here in D.C., Feces in Your Food.
Yes,
but,
in the school cafeteria.
Right. But last night, they had a good one. Just to give you the setup on this, they went out on the street in D.C., and they found senators and congressmen, and congresswomen, congresspeople.
Right.
And they asked a variety of them to please sing the national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
Just a brief clip.
I'll let go.
Listen to these tards.
If I can sing it, I know all the words.
After whose broad stripes and bright stars, what's the next line?
For the ramparts we watch.
Almost. You skip through the perilous night.
Okay.
So proudly we hailed at the
dawn's
twilight.
Let me see, you caught me on this one. Let me talk about this.
You put us under a lot of pressure.
Oh, I know, it's tough.
I'm serious about you. I've got to give a speech on the floor.
Well, I think I could, but we're kind of busy right now.
Too busy for the national anthem?
I'm actually on my way over to lunch.
You sounded like Charlie Rangel. Wow. There you go. You're elected officials.
I just realized I might have screwed up a lyric of my entire life in the national anthem.
Well,
I thought it was through the perilous fight, not the perilous night.
You're just America's most talented mimic. You're not a congressman.
This is true.
Don't sweat it.
I won't.
They are not going to ruin your goddamn day of joy. The Don and Mike Show.
Don't sweat it.
You're under no obligation to know that.
Right.
And really, even when I watched that thing on the news, I thought, well, it's unfair. I mean, really, do you really care if someone in Congress knows the words of the national anthem, or do you care if they're in there representing your best interest?
I could care less, I think, and it's perfect stuff
but
this week.
If they're voting on requiring people to sing it in English, they should at least know it.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah, hello. That's true.
See, I don't think so, Buzz. Again, I'm not picking a fight with you.
Right.
Would you boys like to know a secret?
Why?
I have always fantasized about doing that somewhere, in some, like, ballpark. You know when they do the thing where they have the auditions for people to sing the national anthem?
Mike,
what are you
going to
say or do what?
The Frederick Keys.
I've always wanted to do that.
A-League baseball.
I don't have the voice, you know, for it anymore.
Your Potomac Cannons? Club of the Washington Nationals.
I could do it.
We used to play our celebrity softball game there.
Right.
How about the next time we do bowling? You sing it before we have the match.
That'd okay. Be nice. All right. If that's the only crumb I get, I'll have to do it.
No.
Is it perilous fight or it's perilous night, obviously.
Well, the lyrics I found online say fight.
Thank you. They screwed up. I knew I was right about that. Now I'm going to get all cocky. It is perilous fight,
that's
not
true.
Perilous night. And you can hear where the reporter says perilous fight.
And local minor league baseball teams, contact Mike O'Mara at FamousDJ@AOL.com. I hate to give out your email address there. FamousDJ or FunnyDJ@AOL.com.
No, but it's Perilous Fight.
It is.
AssPirate@AOL.com. Or StrapOn@AOL.com. Mike has a lot of screen names. Or Prenup@AOL.com.
Any of those will get some money.
Or 12stepprogram@AOL.com. HighFunctioning@AOL.com.
And the home of the...
And of course...
And then you go down. See, that's the... Brain.
Oh, nice touch.
Yeah. See? Everybody goes, hi.
HonestAmerican at AOL.com. I've been giving out all of your email address.
Do you remember when they used to have, before we got a baseball team, when they used to have the exhibition game at RFK? They'd always have one every year. And they'd have some competition for singing the national anthem. I used to watch that and go, man, that'd be a lot of fun.
I think you've said too much already.
Okay.
I think at this point... Would you come
to the game?
Well, no.
I don't ask you to come to band things that I've done.
Are you asking me two separate questions?
I know, I'm asking you to come to the game. I didn't mean to pause there, but, you know, that's just kind of automatic.
That's going
to
happen.
Would you come to the game if I did it?
I would check.
That will generate more interest.
I would check my schedule.
Okay. If you have a hole, if you have a window.
Sure. Have your girl talk to my girl?
Very good.
Of course, Mike. There are...
I want support from my mates.
You can introduce them. I'll have the $7 beer. Anyway,
Rob, it's a deal. You can introduce. I don't want him to introduce me. He'll say
there's
horrible.
There's an A team.
He'd ruin it.
There's a couple of double A teams.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, well, one of you teams within the sound of my
voice. Preferably the Cannons.
Yeah,
give a call,
Prince William.
You know, we don't want to drive too far for this little treat. Okay, I'd love to do it, but going up to that one that's on 95 North. No, thank you.
I mean, but what,
no need to drive 2 hours.
Bowie?
Bowie would be doable. There's another one. Isn't there a stadium when you're going up to towards Wilmington, Delaware? Isn't there a stadium up there?
There is.
Isn't that Cal Stadium or something like that?
Well, no. On 95.
Yeah.
On 95 North.
North of Baltimore.
Past Baltimore. That is like a Cal Ripken baseball school place.
Okay.
You go through Wilmington, Delaware,
yeah,
there is a minor league stadium in downtown Wilmington. Okay. These are stupid facts that nobody cares about.
And also, what's the one, the Purdue Stadium on Route 50? On the way to Ocean City.
Oh, that's right. That's where the Shorebirds play.
Yeah.
Shorebirds baseball.
Hello. Well, all of you minor league teams we've talked about, right here.
Mike's a great singer.
America's most popular mimic is
ready. I'm a
ready
Prince William County guy,
to
and
sing
I think
national anthem.
I think the Cannons is. I really think that would be
perfect.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello there,
Prince Willie.
Hello. Hello.
Speak to us. I'll try this one. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, man. How you guys doing?
Hey.
That's actually Aberdeen is where Cal Ripken's team is. It's the Iron Birds or something along
those
lines.
Again, not to split hairs, isn't it just outside Baltimore?
Exactly.
Isn't Aberdeen north of Baltimore?
A little bit, yeah.
Didn't we say north of Baltimore?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, that's good. Well, I don't think he's calling to correct.
No.
He's calling to make memories.
I have something else to call about.
Oh, okay.
He called for another reason.
Thank God. What is that?
did Priscilla not look a little pregnant?
Yes.
Replay of everything.
Did you notice that last night?
On American Idol last night?
She had a jacket on, like, right under her boobs that was tied off, like, buttoned off to the side, and she had a huge bulge.
Hot belly or something.
And I don't know what the hell the deal was. I'm so glad you brought that up.
I noticed that. I think that's where they put the extra skin from her face.
It was really disturbing looking. It was this little, I almost thought she had, like, a bag.
She is freaky.
Yeah, like a colostomy bag.
She is freaky.
I swear to God, that's what it looked like.
Oh, anything's possible.
Colostomy bag.
Michael Elton has Buzz Burbank.
It's one of the many alarms we have.
I should have put mine on eBay. Would that go on the left or the right?
On your left side.
Left side, I believe,
depending.
I mean, no kidding. Right. There was a time when Buzz had a serious...
like colon ruptured?
Stomach problem and had to do the show from his bedroom for a while.
Right.
Gosh, it's been at least a week since I've seen you without your shirt on. Is your scar anything like Tony Soprano's scar?
maybe worse, because when I had the life-saving emergency surgery, they cut me open like a carp, and so I've got, like, from the middle of my abdomen down to the area of which we do not speak, I still have a scar.
Is it a sexy scar?
Not all that much. Yeah.
I don't know.
But it's not like Tony's scar. Tony's scar goes right up to the middle, and I do not find that scar to be sexy.
Carm likes licking it. Mm-hmm. Now, is Buzz going to show us?
That's, you know what?
It's not bad. You know what, Buzz?
And you don't. And they kind of got rid of your belly button, too,
I've seen,
no belly button.
You know what it looks like?
Dimple.
It looks like you're a woman that had, like, a C-section where they had to
only
go.
Only a little more, but the C-section goes right above the bone.
Well, I've
PB.
Yes, well, mine does, too.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Roll your window up or something.
Hi there. Hello.
Hey, the Cal's got himself a Ironbird team up there. They're a minor league
team.
There
we go. All right, now I'm refusing to sing the national anthem at Cal Stadium.
Thank you.
Based on those two calls.
Bye-bye.
Aberdeen, you have lost your privileges.
It looks just like a little Camden Yards, dear boy.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, Canada.
Hello.
Glorious and free.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, Don.
Yes, hey.
The Tillman Cannons, didn't they change their name to the Nationals?
I don't know. I don't know, did they?
Baseball humor, Don.
I didn't hear him. He was mumbling.
He said the Cannons, did they change their name to the Nationals?
They may have, yes. They may have. The Nationals may have once been the Cannons. I think they are a farm team for the Nationals.
I know they are a farm, right? Aren't they A-level for the Nationals?
I think it's A-ball. It's always been A-ball down there.
Boys in the back room confirm that fact.
Okay. Very good.
Thanks.
Thanks for calling Nitpick Thursday.
Right.
This is just where people will just call.
This is truly amazing.
I don't know. It's blowing my damn eardrums out. I can't understand what they're saying.
Yeah, I can't understand what you're saying because you're chewing on your socks.
Well, let's part as friends then.
Hello.
And of course, distracted.
Of course.
You know, much too busy to really focus on
then
the phone call.
Then he just hangs up. Uh-huh. Well, you know, I think with my whole new outlook on life, I'm going to just embrace this. Yeah, go ahead. Nitpick Thursday. I mean, we won't stay with calls long, but...
Right.
You know, I'm just
no problem.
Giving a title to the show thus far. It just seems...
Nitpick Thursday.
Anything that Mike or I, more specifically me, of course, any small fact, like they say, oh, it's 4:06 and it's actually 4:07, jump to your phone immediately.
Don't diminish my ability to be corrected by these listeners, Don. Seriously. No. I believe that I can count many, many times when people jump to nitpick me. Yeah. I have the scars to prove it.
Even happened to me?
I'm the dumb one. No, nothing ever happens to you, Buzz. It's you know what it is with you? It's just the people that want the $1.06 for the news tip of the week.
Wow.
Now we've got two separate things that we've got to talk about right here. Actually, three that we could try to fit into this break. We have Jessica's stalker, Jessica Rabbit, the guy that sent the email in.
Ryan.
Yes, we have his phone number. He is ready to talk to Jessica.
Good.
My brother, his wife sent an email to the show yesterday about him, and we got a lot of email at our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com, saying that potato, 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 potato means he got a Harley.
Oh, I guess I should have known that.
I guess, I don't know, so we could call my brother.
Now I'm nitpicking myself.
We could call my brother, And I don't think that Chris Hansen is not available today, right?
Was not available.
Not today. And, of course, this guy from Dateline NBC that we've had on the show, he was the oldest member of the group Hansen. But you remember when they had the song Mbop?
No, he's done well. Right after they had this very successful music career, he went on to broadcast journalism.
He's better off. We've had him on the show once, and he liked the reception that he got on the show.
Sure.
And we're going to have him on again. I thought we were going to have him today, but he's busy. Shocker, they're making more of these NBC Dateline pedophile specials.
It's scary that they're able to make more and more and more.
Got to just play real fast, and then we'll do the Jessica thing. The creepiest one from last night.
Oh.
The one where, now we've had this guy, Chris Hansen, he's brilliant at this.
Yeah.
But this is one where even he, because again, the setup, he's hiding in the kitchen, waiting for the internet predator to come into the house to allegedly have sex with a child.
Right.
When really it's a cop there and there's cops waiting outside. It's a big sting operation.
Right.
The last one, and it's obvious to me they're programming against American Idol, because I watched American Idol, 9:30, I turned on the Predator show.
Right.
They wait until the very end for just the biggest Dumas of all time. I got to warn, not warn you, I mean, because there's nothing obscene in this, it's just, it is a guy who shows up to have sex with a teenager, and he brings his 5-year-old kid with him. You know, it's like, as far as these shows go, if you're stacking out these shows...
This is a creepy one,
you know,
yeah.
You would
Did he
say,
run? Did he run? Did they maybe get a chance to shoot
him? Here it is. No, Mike, here it is. From last night's... Oops, hold on. What cut is it, Robbie? 15? Cut, yep. Number, no.
Wow.
23. Here we go. Here it is. The highlight. Low light. But we like promoting this show. This is really a show, that does a lot of good.
It sure does.
And we get some laughs out of these guys being, you know, just... so effed up that they would do these incredibly heinous things, but they're doing good stuff with this show.
Wow, this is going to be a mind blower.
And this guy Chris Hansen is a good guy. Here's the highlight from last night.
Oh no, he brought his son with him. He's got his child with him.
He's a 40-year-old married man, Clifford Wallach, screen name PhotoFix. He's here to meet a boy who told him online he was 14.
Coming in the back door,
holding his son's hand. The 40-year-old walks into the house.
What do you got?
I got to tell you something, and I'm going to tell you just straight up right now. I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Okay.
We're doing a story on adults eating children, and since you have your child here, I'm not going to pursue this.
Okay.
But I think you know what you were doing here, don't you?
No, I'm just going to take some rules.
My point is, because your child is here, I think it'd be best if you just went ahead and left.
Yeah, I agree. I'm never going to do this again.
Since the police know the man has his son with him...
Sir, right there. You come here. You come here. Let go of the child.
Please give me my son, please. Please, I want to stay with my son.
I've got an officer now, sir.
I didn't do nothing wrong. I was only coming to take somebody to lunch. I can't feel my hands, please.
Shut up. You tough dick.
You blew the privilege,
yeah,
ass. That's even on the radio. Even playing that back is amazing. Was it as compelling on television?
Yeah, and Chris is very busy today. We'll get him on either tomorrow or Monday. Talking to him off the radio.
Yeah, that gets my heart rate up.
What he said was that was the hardest. Well, I should let him say it, but it's
beautifully
fresh right
handled
now.
Again by him. I mean, I really agree that he didn't do the whole interview thing with the guy with his kid there. That's I appreciate
that. And that's what he said. He said it was very hard because what he wanted to do was come out and say, you know, hey, listen, jackass, like he does with everybody else.
Right.
You did this and this and this. But anyway, pretty riveting stuff.
You know, really, I mean, if you're hearing, going, give me my kid back, this is probably, you know, the best for everybody's sake, you know, to get the kid away from this guy.
So, okay,
wow.
That's the highlight from Dateline last night, the kid toucher stuff, which, you know, again, I think it does a great world of service and... They were smart, man. They put that on instead of Deal or No Deal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Deal or No Deal.
Howie.
And now, real quick, Robbie, if you could please grab, and I know you've been waiting to do this, you could go grab Jessica Rabbit.
You bet.
Bring her in here.
We're going to see if this guy, this was the most normal email we got for Jessica, and we're going to see if this actually,
grab her.
There's anything about the guy that appeals to her.
And as she walks towards the studio.
Second to last day here.
I don't mean to embarrass my best friend, Rob. But notice the sexual tension.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's palatable.
Absolutely.
Both ways or one way?
Oh, both ways.
Yeah. At this point, it's
both. Maybe one way.
It's both ways. Well,
we really haven't asked her about that.
I see.
She does like talking to him a lot.
She does. And she offered him, at the end of the show, a plate. If she wanted
to bring the brownies home.
The brownies and the seven-layer dip home. Hello.
There she is now.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Jess. Come on in. Come on in.
There she is.
You look nice in your white top today.
Oh, thank you.
You do. You look nice.
And we were just discussing how you offered to make Rob a plate of food, and that was very, very sweet yesterday.
Thank you. You're welcome.
She's very nice.
Are you checking your cell phone right now?
No, I was making a phone call, actually, and John Norman came and hunted me down.
Oh.
Ah, very good.
He hunted you down.
Well, you remember yesterday we were talking about Ryan, right? The guy that sent you the email.
Yeah.
Do you feel a palatable sexual tension between yourself and Rob? I mean, not that anything would happen, but do you feel like underneath it, you know, you're sending off the pheromones
and sparks.
He's sending off
the
pheromone?
Is there anything there?
Chemistry?
No.
No, not on your part?
No, I'm everybody's friend.
Everybody's friend.
He's wrong.
He's wrong. Do you feel that Rob is interested? Does Rob give you any indications?
What's not to be interested in?
Exactly. What am I telling you?
Oh, I want to miss you. Man, I love these answers.
Look at that.
This is great.
I know.
You guys can call and bother me all the time.
We will. Absolutely.
So Jessica is leaving on Friday. We're sad about that.
Yeah.
But there was a guy that called when she was on the show the other day, emailed, actually. And his was the most normal email of the seven or eight that we got for you.
Your appearance on the show generated a lot of interest. A lot of guys emailed in. Don picked the most normal one to read on the air.
All right, now, Rob, we're going through a switchboard. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Jessica.
We're calling the guy. We're calling the guy at work, so Rob now has to ask for the guy at the front desk, so we don't have to do the whole thing with getting his permission to come.
Why don't you please tell her the truth? Okay, we're calling a correctional facility. Okay, why do you have to lie to her just to get her in the studio?
It's just me, Timmy, on the phone. Hello, Captain. This is Joel Hollander.
That was funny.
You two big losers.
You guys suck.
You got him, Rob?
Hang on for me.
Okay.
He's ready.
All right, here he is now. Straight from Dateline.
Oh, now stop.
Here is Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, guys.
Hey, it's kind of creepy that you sent Jess an email through the website, but you were the least creepy of all the creepy guys that sent her letters through our website.
And now here she is, Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Jess. How are you?
I'm okay.
I didn't mean to creep you out, but I thought this was the least creepy way to contact. I didn't really think it would get this far, so.
Well, Ryan, let me ask you a question here,
yeah,
now that we have Jessica here. What was it about Jessica's appearance on this show that compelled you to send an email to the show?
I thought her voice is incredibly cute, and she just seems like a really nice, genuine girl. She always treated you guys really well, and, you know, she just, I don't know, there's not, you know how it is out there. You talk to the callers, it's slim pickings.
You ever work it?
Oh,
no.
Oh God.
Not,
you ever work it? You know what I'm talking about, Jessica. If he thinks, if he thinks about you in a romantic way.
She didn't respond well to that.
Jessica, would you like to ask Ryan any questions?
No.
You sure?
Well, actually, do you do this often?
No, never. This is totally random. I had no idea it would get this far. I did it because I didn't want to think later, I wonder what would have happened if I didn't.
Wow. Well, then, here, you know, all perv jokes aside, here is your chance. Here she is. She's going to be in town for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, take your swing, pal.
Just one day.
One day.
Yeah.
All right.
24.
Well, I mean, I don't really, I can't infer a whole lot from the radio, so I just, like, what's your favorite CD right now? What kind of music do you like to listen to?
I listen to all music.
Well, what's
that's
the,
it. We're not in high school. That's cheesy.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Okay. All right.
Strike one. Move on, Ryan.
Okay. Number two. You're three strikes and you're out, dude.
All right. Here's a question. If you could be the best in the world at one thing, you are the top in the entire world, what would it be and why?
I'm already a great person, so I don't know.
Wow. Confidence.
That's a good answer.
Already a great person.
Strike two. As your pitching coach, can I just give you some help?
Give him some help. He's got one strike left on.
At this point, I would come to the mound, you know, and I'd do that thing, and I would say to you,
we got the left-hander warming up in the bullpen.
What you got to do is heat down the middle,
uh-huh.
And what I mean is, let's cut through this crap with what's your favorite color.
That's,
she's right, it's high school.
That's me, though.
Who's your favorite? Oh, shut up, I'm trying to help you. Just ask her out. I mean, isn't that really...
Well, I think that's creepy. I thought it'd be better to get to know her and then ask her out.
No, Ryan. Now I have to jump in here, Ryan.
Now the bullpen coach is out here with me.
Ryan, it is creepy to ask her out, you know, to do what you're doing right now. The whole thing, approaching anybody that way is creepy. You see that? You can't get away from that. It's creepy to start with. So what you have to do is improvise.
Swing for the fence.
And just figure some way to get through to her. And right now I'm looking at her, and it's not going that well.
All right, now we're having a conference on the mound, mm-hmm. and I know that we're switching places where you're the batter, but also you're the pitcher.
I have to ask. I'm going to help Ryan out.
Two guys on the mound helping you out.
Ryan, why should Jessica go out with you? You know, seeing as this whole thing has started in kind of a creepy way, is there any reason you would say, you know, well, she should go out with me, even though I've approached it in this kind of creepy way, this is why she should go out with me?
I think I'm a really nice, genuine guy who would surprise her if she gave me the chance.
Oh, and you know what that means? You know what that means?
Surpriser.
You know what that means? You wake up and you smell like formaldehyde. You know?
You know, we haven't gotten exactly what you look like.
You wake up in the trunk of his car.
Would you be curious to know what he looks like, Jessica?
Maybe.
All right, I'll ask you. Ryan, what do you look like?
5'10", 175. I have short brown hair, brown eyes.
Celebrity you most resemble?
I'd say Matt Damon, maybe. I've had people say that.
Really?
Rob likes him.
Oh, hey, Rob's going to go out with you.
I told you, again, it's all about Rob with Jessica.
How do you feel about Matt Damon, Jessica?
Good question, Buzz. Not your. Who's the celebrity that you think, a male celebrity that you think is a good-looking guy?
Matt LeBlanc.
Wow.
Is that Joey?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Joey.
It's a fit. That's interesting. Matt LeBlanc, so you like kind of the Italian stallion type of looks, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But you consider Sylvester Stallone to be a good-looking man.
Did you like Joey, the show? I mean,
no,
you
didn't
like
him?
You liked him on Friends.
I just liked him.
Oh, you liked him?
Mm-hmm.
Liked his movies?
No.
just his looks, right?
Just like him. Well, Ryan, do you look anything like Joey from Friends?
Possibly.
Is there a drugstore around where you can maybe pick up some Just for Men?
I think if my hair was dark, maybe.
You know, I don't think you're closing the deal here, sir.
I don't have any lines. I don't really take that angle usually. Nice guys don't really have all these prepared angles. I'm just trying to be honest.
Oh, I believe Jessica has just indicated something.
What's that?
Okay.
She pantomimed that he sounds a little light in the loafers.
Oh.
Yes.
The bag.
Oh, dear.
You think he likes the old salami, Jess?
Possibly.
Oh, my.
Oh, ouch.
Brian, could you tell us about your last relationship?
It was in college.
And what was his name?
Are you 40 now?
Her name was Christy. I'm 23 now.
23.
You never tell a girl you're interested in about your ex-girlfriend.
Well, that was me.
That was
a
trick.
I asked.
But still, he shouldn't in front of Jessica Meyer.
So the answer would have been, as far as Jessica's concerned, previous relationships don't matter. I'm interested in the present.
And also,
that would have impressed you.
I'll remember that.
All right.
Let's remember also, friend, not that it matters, but Jessica was pretty sure you're gay.
Okay.
How do you overcome that? Do you have any manly hobbies? Not that a gay man couldn't have manly hobbies, but is there anything that would, you know, be particularly hetero about you?
Well, I lift weights because I'm into nutrition and exercise, but that could be considered gay. So
I don't think so. That's just I don't think nutrition and exercise is gay. You go to the gym, right?
I powerlifting is what I'm most interested in.
Powerlifting.
Yes.
Yeah. See now.
See, wait a minute. She's intrigued now just a little bit.
Yeah.
You got her a little bit. I'm looking at her face, and there's something that she... Right? Am I right or wrong about that?
A little.
Yeah, okay.
Just a little.
You're on the right track, right?
What sports do you play?
Very good.
In high school, I played all sports. I played football, track and field.
Okay, stud. Okay, Mr. All-American. How about now?
Now, just mainly powerlifting is what I focus on now.
So you weightlift, so you're in very good shape.
Yes.
How much can you squat?
405.
Wow.
405. Would you like him to squat you?
Oh my goodness!
I mean, want him to squat you.
You're...
Can you do that again?
Don was doing a little dance there.
You know the little, In-N-Out burger. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The pickle tickle.
Yeah. Oh my goodness!
One for the road.
Or perhaps a exchange of information. Is there any chance?
Yeah, we got to.
You don't know.
We need an answer.
She did not say yes or no.
We need an answer.
It's weird. I would be completely skeptical. That's just weird.
He said he would be completely skeptical.
I completely understand. I know this is a total long shot. I'm surprised it's gotten this far. But
how can you be
Don,
surprised?
Do you think we should? Do you think we should go around the room and give our recommendations whether we think it should be a yay? She might be looking
for
guidance.
Sure.
Okay.
No, Mike.
I'm not doing this just to be devil's advocate, you know, yin-yang. I think maybe it might be worth just to at least exchange some emails.
Buzz.
I think it would be okay.
Rob.
Meet him in a public place.
That's good advice. Never safe these days.
Is that, Rob, is that a yes or a no?
That's a yes.
That's a yes.
That's right, big
you
of you,
Rob. You have three yeses and one no.
Maybe an email eventually.
Ah.
But don't come on too strong because I run the other way.
Oh.
Fine.
She, right. So she's telling you there's a chance.
Now she tells us.
Listen, oh, that I didn't like that laugh, though. It's like almost a squeaky, girly laugh,
yeah.
You know? It puts the lotion on its body. I'm changing my recommendation based on that reaction.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm not. No. I think you sound like a nice
guy. Here's what we'll do, Ryan. We'll put you on hold.
All right.
And if Jessica wants to, during the commercial, she can go back, and you can give her your email address.
That works.
And then if she wants, like, to make up an address, like, you know, never write me again at yahoo.com, then you can write back to her.
Ryan, I would consider this a success. Call.
Thank you. Thanks for the coaching, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. Very good.
All right.
Okay, Ryan. So,
good luck.
How was it for you, Ryan?
It was. I was worried for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I know what I'm like, and you guys are painting me the wrong way, and I had a feeling the gay thing would come out.
That's what they do.
I'd love to pull that card on people.
No. Again, no.
Ryan, let's not
that
get bitter.
No.
I was expecting that.
Let's stop for a moment.
At one point during the conversation when you were talking, Jessica kind of looked at me, and she flipped her hand over and went, thanks.
Yeah, that was her.
So I'm telling it like it is, Ryan. So that was not us.
And obviously, Ryan, as you just said, it's come up before, hasn't it, son?
No, it's not. I just know you guys.
You can't blame us. Hey, we're the ones that now have allowed you to take it to the next level.
I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, I don't think you've been strong enough. I don't think you've been manly enough. I don't think the heterosexual side of your bisexual personality has come out. I mean, you don't know. She's a lovely, fetching woman.
Well, I don't want to come on like a meathead.
Well, you know, I think that it's a difficult arena. We have to acknowledge mm-hmm. that. But, you know, really, it could have been complete disaster, and I don't think it was.
No. Yeah, it could have.
But, you know, you know what I also think? The more you talk, the more potential it is to crash and burn.
Sure.
Yeah, and you agree with
Jessica said yes.
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 I agree.
Now he's confident. Okay. Well, he's on the phone if you want to talk to him, Jessica. We'll leave him on hold.
Okay.
Line 6.
Very good.
Talk to him in the other room. There he is. Stay away.
Oh, yeah, and ask him one question. When you get him on the line, ask him if he shaves all his body hair. Because sometimes those weightlifter types do that crap.
Ask him if he bleaches. Bleaches the eye.
She ran away after that.
You embarrassed.
Oh my goodness!
Mm-hmm.
There she goes. Ooh.
You know where he got her? He got her with the whole athletic thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
The athletic supporter.
I stand by. I stand by my first thought. Always go with your first inclination. She goes out with him. Mm-hmm. It's like the opening scene in Goodfellas.
Oh my God! No,
she's in the back of the car.
I'll feel horrible if that happens. I really will. But
say every day.
You will too.
Okay. Well,
he shows up
now.
He's like wearing one of those jumpsuits that are skin tight, like Ben Stiller wears. Hello, Jessica. Hello. He's standing up at the top of the stairs.
Like a dodgeball. Hold on, I'm running a clock on them right now.
Okay.
She has left the studio. She's gone back to the phone screening room.
Is she aware that, will she be able to hear this, that we're running a clock on her?
Probably. Well, not unless one of our retarded assistants back there turns the monitor up very loudly. Right. And, well, look at that.
She's still going?
25, 26.
Oh,
and all, and they're done.
Wow, that was short.
That's short.
Done.
Not quite 30 seconds.
Call back there.
This is John.
Hi, Yanni. Did you watch her on the phone?
Oh, I got to talk to him.
You got to talk to him?
She didn't want to talk to him. I got his email address, and I'm going to give it to her.
Oh, she didn't even want to talk to him.
I think that's good judgment on her part.
Yeah.
She's playing it safe.
Did he hit on you, John?
Yes, Rob. We have a date on Friday.
You
sex
always
guaranteed.
You always like the weightlifters.
Oh yes, and he wanted me to tell you that only weightlifters shave their whole bodies, not powerlifters. I don't know what the distinction is, but there's that.
Okay.
Thank you, Yanni.
Welcome.
Bye bye.
Damn, I'm a little disappointed. I wish they'd had a little personal contact.
With those two?
Yeah, I mean, I wish Johnny hadn't been in between them, you know, but she wanted it that way.
Listen, I'm telling you, her heart, or whatever part of her that is longing right now, longs for only one person.
Mm-hmm.
You stand about 3 feet behind me.
Yes.
She wants what she can have.
You are the forbidden fruit.
Look at it.
A great big piece of forbidden fruit.
And the other guy, he's just fruit.
Look at him, those big rosy cheeks. She comes in last night. Rob, can I make you a plate of food to bring home?
No, thank you. I'm all set.
Meanwhile, what she's really saying is, Rob, before I go,
mm-hmm.
just one time.
Yes.
You take me in those big doughy arms.
Can I run my fingers through that back hair?
You know what?
But we make.
Oh, you don't have any more, do you?
No, well, not right now, no. But
did you? Because didn't you mention you got it lasered off again?
Yeah, I've done 4 or 5 treatments.
Wow. Do you remember when he got the back laser as the promotion? But he got it because now it's still you're getting it still for free, right?
Yeah.
How's it working for
they
you?
They love seeing me every 6 months.
The Bigfoot ape is here.
Skunk ape
is here.
I forgot you mentioned that in passing the other day that you were going to get your back hair lasered off again.
Every time they turn the laser up, feels great.
So do you not have any more back hair? Or?
Right now I don't because I just had it done last week. Mm. But it'll probably come
did
back.
Did you know that he was still getting his hair lasered off?
Not.
How many treatments have you had?
I've had 4. I had to cancel my one in December because I was on antibiotics.
It just keeps growing back to the goddamn past, Mike.
Oh, Lord.
Every time it grows back, it's a different color.
One call. Then we got a break. Hello, it's on the Mike show. Hello there. Hi.
As he sits at his desk, he looks like he has Down syndrome from behind.
Who are you talking about?
As who sits at his desk looks
although
like
it could
he has
be anybody on this
Down
show.
Syndrome from behind.
No, Ryan, if he's a powerlifter, he's probably one of them little fat guys that you see on the Olympics. Screaming, lifting the weights.
Right. Thank you. Jim McKay checking in. The late Jim McKay.
Man, do you ever see the video of those guys, those powerlifters, when they break their arm when they're lifting? Yeah. Oh, my God. It's about the most disturbing thing you'll ever see.
I saw...
Clean and jerk.
On PTI the other night, a great sporting event. I love it because they hated it. Was a guy, I think, in Sweden, broke a world record, had a string tied to his ear, around his ear,
right.
And he pulled either two or three trucks or cars up a hill with his ear.
And, I mean, the way that you lose that battle is when the ear pulls clean off.
Correct. So it's like, it's 10 seconds of just a guy with a heavy-duty string
right,
around his ear. Oh, you saw the video?
Yeah.
He's just going like this. It was...
He did it, too.
Yeah.
And the ear stayed on.
The ear stayed on.
Ew.
And his name is Elliot Yamin. That's the boy with the ears.
I'm the big winner.
Oh, listen, boy, we got a lot to get to today. We've got a Mother's Day game that we want to give away some cash with. We've got an E2E coming up. And I don't know if you've heard the big news about our main man, Regis.
Oh, boy.
Regis.
No, there's news?
There's news. Okay, here's a setup. I'll give you the whole story when we get back.
All right.
NBC, it's a copycat world, wants a show like American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And the one thing that American Idol has been pretty Teflon-proof.
Yep.
I mean, or they've been pretty Teflon, which means fireproof. Like, nothing can hit them.
Right.
No one's really come out except for, like, that bad CBS show Rockstar.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's come directly at them. I mean, they brought back Star Search,
right.
But it's like everybody says American Idol is untouchable.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Simon Cowell has made a deal with NBC.
Really?
For a new American Idol type show that will feature jugglers, comedians, and dancers. And he has signed Regis to be the host.
Going for a slightly older demo? Is that what he's going for?
I really don't know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the press release that I read, I swear to God, sounds like the Gong Show.
Yeah.
It sounds like the name of the show is, what is it? Is it the America's Got Talent?
America's Got Talent. So this is not just a singing competition.
No.
Is singing allowed?
Singing is allowed.
Okay, but juggling is too.
Juggling, magic, dancing.
A variety show. Of course, that's why he's hired Philbin.
And it'll air twice a week. And
he's the workhorse, isn't he?
It's a summer replacement show.
Yeah.
The first show, just like American Idol, will be performances. Then people will judge. And the second night will be the results.
Wow.
And
are they going to do the whole screening process like American Idol, where they go to different towns, or just having people audition?
I try to find out as much about this as I can beyond what I read in the newspaper today. But it is NBC's answer to American Idol. Mm. Simon Cowell is involved with it.
Right.
And he's Regis.
He loves Regis.
Regis.
Who doesn't love Regis?
Regis.
Very exciting.
What could
Regis
go wrong?
Philbin. Yeah, what could go wrong? hold on, what does it say? The competition will not be just singers, comedians, dancers, clowns,
all right,
jugglers, acrobats, and other, quote, talents will compete. Regis will be the star of the show.
Of course he will.
Okay. We got a lot more on this. Really, we do. I mean, more on it. We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
And then my wife's still a little salty at me.
She's not happy with you right now?
Well, she's not mad at me, but don't think you're going to walk away from $50 million and your wife's just going to be cool with it.
That's an angle I haven't thought about. Yeah.
Oh, it was crazy. I thought I was going to get the Jerry Maguire, baby, you can be anything you want to be speech.
Yeah.
It didn't pan out.
No.
It was more like Purple Rain around my house. Yeah, I know what it sounds like when it does crash.
The Don and Mike Show. They shall make the beast with two backs. Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hola.
Speak to us.
Okay, I'm just trying to answer the ones that are ringing. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, you were talking before about the Simon Cowell's bright idea of having the variety show, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, isn't that pretty much the same thing as the Gong Show?
No. Let's not yell at this fellow.
Because he didn't hear what you said the Gong Show.
Yeah. Let's not yell at this fellow.
Right. No need.
Joe? This was a screen call.
Ah. Oh, dear. Oh, my.
Hey, Joe.
Yes.
Joe, I mentioned, you know, this is not like somebody complaining or criticizing or trying to correct me, but I already mentioned that I thought that this sounded like an idea like the Gong Show.
Oh, okay. Well, I must miss that because I was on the line.
Okay.
With other people.
Okay. Multitask.
Right.
Okay. Thanks, Joe. Bye-bye. There you go. See, what you got to do, Mike, is you got to beat him down and then build him back up.
Who's the coach that did that?
Pete Rose. And look how good his career worked out.
Worked out for him real well.
He's got a nice haircut. He's got a nice life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bye. Bye, friend.
Bye.
No need to say goodbye.
Hello?
No. Anything further, fat ass?
Hello? There he goes.
I guess that's it.
There he goes.
Yeah, that was a little bit like the Gong Show, Don.
Okay, before we talk about the Regis Show, one other website that I found today is fantastic. Buzz, I'll give it to you in a moment.
All right.
It is a mother and baby site, and the problem is that there are a lot of women who are scheduled to give birth on or around June 6th.
Okay.
And even though I think, didn't we have proof on the show one time that 666 is not the sign of the devil? It's really 616?
Yeah, or it might have been 999.
Which is,
they might have screwed it up.
Either way.
We've got to save the boy.
The power of Christ compels you! The power of Christ compels you! Jessica! The power of Christ compels you! There is a support group for pregnant women who are afraid that they have the demon seed inside them.
People are going nuts.
Wow.
We should notify Michelle from our sales force. I think she's due on about the 6th.
And aren't there organizations also saying that on that particular day,
the earth's
going to open up and
right.
all that?
616 is the number that they say is the new 666. And 616 is the area code of?
Grand Rapids.
Grand Rapids, Michigan.
I think they mistranslated it. I think that's the deal.
Really?
666 is actually the number of the semi-Christ.
Is 666 an error code anywhere? Is
no,
there? No, uh-huh.
No, there's not.
It'll be a cell phone.
Hey, hey, ho, ho. Here you go. Run that over to Buzz. I want to read it on the air so the site doesn't crash. It's a funny site. We'll have a link on our website.
Okay.
If you go and you read, it has women who are, and it's from the UK, but there are women from America as well.
Sure.
And they're on there at the time. Like, I was reading it for 20 minutes today. Fascinating. Like, you know, I had never even seen the movie The Omen. My due date is June 5th. I am petrified that my child will push me over the staircase. I mean, it's some nutty ass,
that's,
man.
You know, that is really, people are out of their minds.
It is crazy cuckoo, so we'll get that, and we'll read you some stuff from that website.
Watch out for the boy.
Oh, and Regis. Okay. Regis.
Yeah.
You gotta love this about Regis. He is an uber whore.
Oh, yeah.
When he goes to ABC, he works exclusively for ABC.
Right.
No matter what piece of crap it is that they were trolling out at a certain time, Regis would be the host.
Right.
And then Regis got burned with Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Yeah, they gave that gig to Meredith Vieira.
Well, after they ran the show into the ground,
right.
They ran it every single night of the week, and suddenly Regis was not as hot as he used to be.
Yeah, they burned it out.
So now Regis, because he will do any job for anybody at any time. Remember, he also was on Fox going against ABC.
New Year's Eve.
Right, to try to take on Ryan Seacrest. And,
yeah, and that fabulous phone call to Donald Trump in Palm Beach. Stimulating television.
Well, the newest way, not a lie, that Regis Philbin is going to try to get his game to the next level is he is the host. An NBC show this summer, a talent competition called America's Got Talent, is being produced by Simon Cowell.
Mm-hmm.
The show will be a little like American Idol. It'll be on twice a week. Like I said, it'll be a performance show and a results show.
Right.
It'll have comedians, dancers, jugglers, acrobats.
Yeah.
Wow. It sounds like a CF. We fortunately have Regis's home phone number.
So lucky to have a direct pipeline to him anytime we have anything to talk about. And he's in the news a lot. I mean, he does a lot of stuff. You can't begrudge him that, really.
No, not at all.
Pretty cool.
This is,
we're blessed.
This is maybe his biggest FU to ABC TV.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. Apparently I dialed.
Must have gotten his fax machine.
Yeah, his fax machine.
He's a busy guy with contracts, agents, you know. Commerce Bank commercials.
A lot of paperwork for this talent show.
Not to mention his lovely wife, Joy, and what she's up to all the time. And also not to mention his stage show that he takes everywhere.
With La Lucci. Oh, there. The line is ringing now at Regis's. I think this is at his penthouse in Manhattan.
Hold on.
What's going on there?
Yeah. All right. Yep. A little more, Michael. A little more.
Sounds like maybe he's getting a massage, Buzz.
Let's hope. Shiatsu, apparently.
Oh!
I think the money shot.
Yeah. Hello?
Regis?
Yeah, who's this? He called.
Regis, Don Geronimo. Don Geronimo from the Don and Mike Show.
Don, how are you? How's it going? Can you give me 5 seconds? I gotta just do something here.
Sure.
I need a towel, Michael. Yeah. All right. That's never. I'm sorry. Don, I'll be with you in just a second. We're just having a little... Get me the towels.
What are you doing
there? There we go. Oh, all right. Hey, big guy. How are you, big fella? I am spent. Man. Wow. Whoa. Let me get my my bearings. God, I'm out of breath. How are you? Who's this?
This is Don from the Don Bunch Show.
How are you? How's it going there? You caught me in a little bit of a bad time, but what can I do? I just was taking a rub down myself and my wonderful par excellence.
Salon's producer. Producer Michael Gelman was here.
It sounded to me, it sounded to me like maybe, you had, were you receiving a treat? Rage?
Hold on. Yeah, just give me the truck. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for that. All right, I'm all set. Was I receiving a what?
A treat.
A treat. A treat other than his, you know, coming over and going over the show. We would just get a little rub down. What happens every afternoon, three days a week, when I'm in town, when I'm in my apartment in Manhattan, Michael comes over and we both give each other massages. About six Christmases ago, we both gave each other books that were by the same author. I don't remember the name of the author that this or the name of the book, but they were books on massage. And Michael knows how to do it, and I know how to do it, and a massage is always a treat, wouldn't you say? Yeah, no problem.
May I ask, here's all I need to know.
Sure.
Was Michael using his hands in this massage?
No, he was not.
Huh.
That's all I want to say on that, but no, it was a particular thing he does. I can't go into a great deal of detail on the treat, but it was something you learn in Thailand. And it was pretty damn fine. I don't mind saying, I don't do it. I'm not good at it, and I'm not really inclined to do it, but he did it. It's really called, hold on, I've got the book, because we keep the, Michael, where's the book that I keep on the table, the massage book? There it is.
Oh, the BJ.
Hold on a second. Let me go through the pages here.
I think you know what it's called. Has Joy ever done it to you?
No, here it is. The Thailand Mouth Massage. That's what it is, and it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. What you don't realize is that the tongue is a wonderful gift that we're given, and we think that all you do is eat food with it, but it can actually massage very well.
Has your wife Joy ever given you this Thailand mouth massage?
Of course not. I can hardly get her to give me a handshake. You know what I mean? She doesn't cook meals. She doesn't clean our apartment. She goes off on her little shopping junkets. She buys loads of things at expensive department stores on Fifth Avenue. She comes home to our apartment, and she even has slaves that open it up for her. She won't even unwrap her gifts. She actually gets shoes by the dozens, and then she has staff members at our house that open the presents for her, that she buys for herself, baby.
Let me ask you something after you get this.
God, what a bitch.
After you get this massage from Gelman.
Yeah, sure. I'm all done now. I feel great. I feel invigorated. It gets the blood flowing there, boy. Big guy.
Do you let him go brush his teeth?
Sure. Yes, of course. We're very sanitary. Everything here. We've got several maids and orderlies that are here that help me with, you know, we've got two massage tables side by side, which we put together. And afterwards, we clean up. Right now, we're sitting here. Michael's in the kitchen making some fresh squeezed juices. And I'm wearing a robe. A robe that's a lovely robe that says RP on it. And Michael's got one that says MG on it.
Sure. What can you? Can you tell me about
what a great producer he is?
Can you tell me about this show with Simon Cowell?
Yes.
Simon Cowell's going to be your producer. Do you think that Simon Cowell will give you the
Thailand tongue bath?
The Thailand tongue bath?
No, I don't think so. Let me tell you, Regis is hot. Regis is in demand. People want Regis everywhere. There's nowhere I can go where people say, do a show. And, of course, what's the hottest show? It's the American Idol thing. And what they wanted was a guy to host a show that's got, look, there's a lot of talent in this country. I've always said that. I was at Yankee Stadium with Joe Torre coming up to me before and saying, you know, you ought to host a variety show. And then I went up to Mr. Steinbrenner's box that he has at Yankee Stadium, and I was sitting there with the Trumpster, and Howie Mandel was there, and Billy Crystal. It's wonderful.
How do all of these celebrity friends of yours feel about your dual life and these mouth massages from...
Look, I have only extended a certain courtesy to a certain radio show. You fellas have always treated me with respect, and that's why I let you into some secrets that you might not hear on my show or any of the shows I do, and that's fine. And you know, nobody knows about
right,
that,
so
but I let you in on that. I'd really rather not. You don't broadcast that throughout the whole world, do you?
Oh, no, a very small number
you
of radio
stations.
You had
Trump on the show, right? You didn't let the Trumpster know that, did you?
No, we did not.
Oh, good boy.
We did
That's,
not.
No, but I'm hot right now, and let me walk you through this.
Okay.
Simon Crowell, who wants to, the English man that's on the TV, wanted to have another
Shut
show. What? Hello?
Shut up.
Do you have Simon there? What is?
Yes, there he
what
is.
What is that?
Shut up.
Michael, they've got Simon there. They've been telling me to shut up.
Shut up.
No, you shut up. I'm doing a show for you. What?
Shut up.
Oh, that's a tape.
Yeah.
Is that a tape?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Shut up.
I don't understand.
It's a tape.
What are you playing that tape for? What? What's going on? I don't understand you.
Why do you play tape?
Okay. So,
shut up.
What are you doing? I don't understand this. This is not funny. This is not making me laugh. We have tapes when I do TV. We play tapes, you know, sound effects, like, you know, when we have the explosions with the confetti. Why are you playing tapes?
It's just a tape of Simon Cowell saying, shut up.
All right, so where were we? Did you want me to talk about my show?
Yes, please.
All right, so everybody wants Regis. And what happens is that Regis is in demand, and Crowell comes to me
Cowell.
And says that...
Cowell.
Huh?
Shut up. Cowell, Simon Cowell.
I hear someone in the background that sounds like Simon saying, shut up.
Shut up.
You shut... What's going on? Why, you're really confusing the hell out of me. What are you doing? Come on. Are we going to do an interview? I thought this was going to be an interview. I was sitting there. Gellman was here giving me a blow. Wait a minute. Hold on. I didn't say that. I'm a bit confused about my role today. What is going on here?
Shut up.
You shut up. This is making me very angry. I don't have time for this crap.
All right, Regis.
Why are you doing the playing the tapes?
How's Kelly?
She's, God, she's out of it. Totally clueless. I'm about worn out with her. She's worn. I told someone the other day, as a matter of fact, it might have been Michael, I was saying, guess what? She's worn out her welcome. No more Kelly. Time to find another one. She's finally taken the Kathy Lee pill. And you know what that means.
Yeah.
All she wants to do is talk about how Regis interrupts her, how she can't get a point across. She's turned into a diva, and she's a super diva now, and I think she's not long for this world. Okay?
Shut up.
It'll be the same drill. Regis will continue to be popular. I'll get Lucci to sit in for 3 weeks, and we'll hire another one. Another whore that'll come through and be on the show. I know.
Shut up.
What is that tape?
Shut up.
Cut it out. Don't do that to me. Come on.
Okay,
I'm sitting here in my bathroom.
Okay.
No, hold on a second. Let me have... Thank you, Michael.
I promise we got to hang up.
Oh, that's mango juice. That's good.
I will not...
I love you. I love mango. That is good mango juice. We could use that, couldn't we? Use
not,
the mangoes?
Not ashamed
rub
at all.
Rub them on each other. Okay, what did you want, huh? You confused me.
Shut up.
Stop it with the tapes. I have to get over to TV.
Congratulations on the new show.
Hey, come on. Are you going to watch? It's going to be great.
Oh,
it's called America's Talent Show.
That's what I heard.
America's the... Well, hold on. It's America's Got the Real Talent.
No, it's called America's Got
Produced
Talent.
Produced by the American Talent Show, the Star Search Show by Simon Crowell.
Shut up.
Hey, have you seen my commercials for Commandant Bank? Huh?
It's good talking to you, Regis.
All right. Don't play those tapes next time, will you?
Shut up.
So long. What Bradley was doing, he was talking about...
You know, we always get a little bit.
He was talking about... he played a tape with the guy saying, shut up. I think he's an ant. I do it. He's a big ant. Oh, God.
He doesn't know.
Oh, don't do that. Don't tickle me. Don't tickle me. Tickle me. Come on. All right, turn around. Yeah, you know what I want to do. Turn around now, because I'm going to put it in.
We better... Oh.
You know, apparently they were talking about working out, I guess.
Yeah, I have no idea what's
going on. I think they
were
doing some squats.
Power Seems left. Like when we call him at this time of day, he's always in his apartment.
Very busy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very strange guy.
Well, I know what I heard when he picked up the phone. I know the sound of Sweet Release.
What is that tie stuff he was talking about? I don't understand that.
You know, it's the old...
Never heard of that before. I mean, I've heard of that, but yeah. I haven't heard of what he was describing.
Right, me too.
No.
Anyway...
You confused the hell out of
me. He could not handle this.
Shut up.
He hated that.
Confusing.
He doesn't understand the technology.
What is that thing?
He does not understand it.
Well, the magic continues when we come back.
Yes.
More of her splendid skits. What do we got? Oh, I know it. We got an E to E next.
All right. Oh, yes. That's good. Yeah, that, I think those will work well together.
I think
and then
you're
after
right.
that will be Bob Hope and Big Boxing Fan.
We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Elvis was typecast in Hollywood, and his friends say he hated it. The plots were all the same. A girl, a song, a fight, and a kiss. But as frustrated as he said he was, Elvis never stood up to his manager, Colonel Tom Parker, who kept making million-dollar movie deals.
I tell you how bad he used to get in some of these pictures. He would hate him so much that his nose would start to bleed. The pressure of him thinking of what he was having to do.
Come on, wasn't that also mostly because of the pills and the drugs he was taking?
No. This is in the 60s, and you used to have to get towels to stop. The bleeding.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah. Hey, bye, Chris. This is one of the songs that he did on American Idol. Got his ass kicked out of that show.
And then there were three.
I'll tell you what, man.
Man, can Hawaii get sick?
Oh, yeah.
Hot time in Florida.
Hot time in Florida.
Let's do it now.
If you really knew them, you'd hate them.
You would.
Don and Mike.
Okay, well... We've got a Mother's Day game to play.
Yeah.
I want to make sure we have time for Buzz's News and Comment. Really want to give Buzz a nice long segment tonight, so let's get right to E to E, and I hate to say we're going to put a time limit on it.
Okay.
But
you can't.
But we're going to try it. We're going to try to keep it within a reasonable amount of time.
Okay.
Although I must tell you, man.
It's tough not to ramble when you're the king of rock and roll, Jack.
After watching them on American Idol, all I could say again was, Silla, Silla. What did you do to your face, bitch?
What is the deal? What was that basketball you were hiding under your frock?
God damn it, honey. And why did you parade Lisa Marie out there?
She's a lovely lady, Marcilla. Why did she have to go with that plastic surgery and look all puffy? All puffy and Botox, man.
Hey, Brother E.
Yeah, Brother E.
You realize we're talking and we've not even landed in our helicopter yet.
We don't need to be in a helicopter to chat. Let's fire up right now.
Here it is. Hey!
Here's the setup.
How great thou art!
What a friend we have
in Jesus.
I hate it.
That American Idol. I hated those people.
So do I, Eve.
They butchered my song.
You know who I like? Taylor Picks. Taylor Picks is fantastic. Yeah. He will fascinate you.
He will be the big winner. It says that Elvis will talk about Idol.
Hey, Taylor Picks. Hey, Robbie.
Yeah.
Who are we calling today, Jack?
Today you are calling Canada, King.
Canada, that's north of here, ain't it?
Yeah. That's right. You're calling
why
Elvis.
Why are you calling them?
Because there's a priest up there that's an Elvis impersonator.
I remember Canada, man, when I was alive. It was not hot.
No, it was cold.
Unlike Florida or Hawaii.
Dudley Do-Right Jack.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Pat Say Jack.
All Canadians.
Paul Shaver.
Alex Trebek.
I hate him. You know, since I have passed, he has shaved his mustache.
Mm-hmm. Very, very disturbing. Call me if his mustache grows back.
The final Jeopardy answer is asswipe. This is a call, Reverend Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley says he does...
What is this carny selling?
Nothing. He's a priest.
He worships God and me. He preaches during the day and he does Elvis impersonations at night.
His website is elvispresley.com.
I admired Alex Trebek's role on High Rollers. Good job. AT.
We're calling
Canada.
Canada.
I look at the television. Hello, is this Elvis Presley?
Yes, it is. Is this Don?
Hey, Jack, how you doing? I'm Don. This is my friend Mike.
How are you? We are E to E today, man.
It's an honor.
Is this the Reverend?
Yes, the program.
Is this the Reverend Dorian Baxter?
Yes, it is.
Dorian is a girl's name. You do not sound like a girl.
Actually, you know what? If you check your encyclopedia, you'll find out that Dorian is a man's name. They were actually a tribe of Greek giants.
Hey, Jack, listen, I don't want to break in on you, but my brother just said something to you that's absolutely true. That's a girl's name.
Well, no, you have to understand, these were giants. You've got to be careful.
Giant women, Jack.
Giant girls with handbags.
So tell me something.
Dorians were the giants, you know, and you know what? When they walked,
yes,
the ground that you were standing on shook. So your chair should be shaking, right?
Are you wearing a jumpsuit right now?
No, sirree, I'm not. I'm actually wearing my clerical garb, and I'm ready to baptize you any minute that you'd like.
Are you wearing robes right now?
No, sirree, I've got my collar on.
Yes.
We're wearing our karate outfits, our matching karate outfits.
This is good, because you know what?
You and I,
all three of us, you two and me,
yeah,
one for the Father, two for the Son, and three for the Holy Ghost. We're keeping this theological.
We are fifth-degree black belts, Jack.
I'm going to tell you something, Jack.
That's good.
There's a part of me that finds it rather distasteful that you're bringing our Lord God into this. But on the other hand, I must say, the many times I've spoken his name, both in anger and in ecstasy,
yes,
I've said,
yes,
oh God, and then I cut loose a chick's hair. But then sometimes I get so constipated, I'm sitting on the bowl and I go, God damn, please, something come out.
Well, you know what it sounds like? You sound like the constipated mathematician who worked it out with a pencil.
Very good. I see that the Reverend has a sense of humor, Jack. Can you sing like Elvis, Reverend?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. You want to hear a bit of this?
Yes, please sing for us.
Sing like
Loose Way Shoes, just for you guys.
Very good. Ladies and gentlemen, the Reverend Dorian Baxter singing an Elvis song.
And this, ladies and gentlemen, is because Don and Mike need all the help they can get. It goes like this. Well, there's a one for the Father, a two for the Son,
oh, dear,
three for the Holy Spirit, and your life has just begun. You can do anything, but don't you turn Jesus away. I said you could do anything, Mike and Don, but don't you know, don't you turn Jesus away.
Wow.
Hey, Dorian with the girl's name.
That is amazing. Do your parishioners run out of the church when they hear that?
Oh, no, because I tell you, they've got brains. You know, it takes brains to be able to process.
God damn it, honey, I must ask you a very important question.
Go ahead, man.
Why is your accent so mysterious?
Yes,
sir. I was born, would you imagine, 16,000 miles away in a British colony. My father was a major in the British Army. I was born in Kenya.
You came over on the Mayflower, Jack.
I did, and I heard Elvis 50 years ago, and I'm 56 now. I've been doing Elvis for 50 years. And you know what I tell people?
What's that, Reverend?
Jack, what's that, Jack?
Especially people like you. I say, listen, you need to know this. Elvis was the king of rock and roll.
Hey, we were.
Yeah, we're going to applaud that.
We were, man.
King of rock and roll, hey, Jack. Don't forget it.
The king of rock and roll had enough brains to worship the king of kings, which is Jesus.
We were watching TV the other day. My brother and I were watching television.
We watch television quite often. We have three sets in front of us, three screens in our jungle room.
We watched the science fiction program.
Oh, it was fantastic.
It's unbelievable.
Have you ever seen it, Reverend?
Let me ask you, Mike, what is your IQ? Because I'll tell you. I don't want to lowball you, but just give me a rough. What is your IQ, Mike?
We're talking about a TV show, man. We're talking about the Flintstones. Best damn sci-fi show we've ever seen.
Jack, I believe our IQ combined, our IQ, I believe, is close to two digits.
Yep,
very close.
21. I would say 21, because it would be 10 and a half for Mike.
Your accent reminds me of David Niven, Jack.
Hold on, I think...
That's a compliment, Don and Mike.
I take great offense of that. You don't even know who is who, yet you have already figured out I'm the dumb one.
Well, you know, that's because you sound dumber. That's,
let us,
you know,
sing a song for you. We will sing one of our favorites.
Unlike you, genius.
Don, we can call Don dumb.
Are you ready, Reverend? Here we go.
We've got to call Mike dumber.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
All our sins and griefs to bear. I'm so glad I've converted you over the air, because you know something?
Yeah,
think of how many thousands most of the states are going to find the Lord now, because Don, if Don and Mike can be forgiven, anybody...
Our Father who art in heaven, where do you get this guy?
Your accent may confuse some. I understand every utterance from your foul mouth, and I want to tell you right now that I would give anything for a fool's gold sandwich.
Oh, man, yes. I wonder if the Reverend knows a lot about Elvis. Tell us what's in the fool's gold sandwich, Reverend.
Do you know, Jack?
I'm going to tell you right now that I'm having an Elvis omelet right now. You guys postponed the show a little bit, so I'm in the middle of it.
And that is runny.
And do you want to know what an Elvis omelet is?
Yes, man, tell us what an Elvis omelet is.
Is it an omelet with an egg with blood?
It is fantastic. That's all I can tell you. But listen, let me ask you this question.
You're lying.
Did you know?
You are lying. You are not eating an omelet. We asked what was in it.
during communion.
Eggs and hominem. But listen to this. Did you hear about the big movie that the great producer Shane Stewart is doing called Heart of the King? I'm starring in that movie with four other Elvines.
Hey,
I thought this was Elvis. So
Elvine.
You want to go on the website, www.heartoftheking.com, and you're going to learn more about Elvis than you could ever ask me.
Hey, Jack,
you are a motor mouth.
When you have your fake services with the...
We have another worthy adversary.
Do you distribute peanut? Do you distribute peanut butter, Jack, and bacon with the communion?
Can I ask you a question? How many drinks did you have before you came on the show?
Man, I tell you, I have never been high on anything except music.
Listen, it's fine.
In this day and age,
you should have consecrated it and had a service over the.
You can't even get sick.
The only thing I drink out of a champagne glass is cough syrup, Jack.
Listen, I'm flying down to Washington, D.C., and I think you should invite me into your studio.
Oh, yeah, man, yeah.
You come down here, I'll rip your tongue out. By the roots!
You know, we would triple your listenership.
Will you wear an Elvis suit? Reverend, if you come to our studio, I must ask you a question.
I'll wear my jumpsuit for you, man.
You will wear a jumpsuit.
I will wear the jumpsuit.
Here's the question you must answer now.
Sure, you know?
At the time of Elvis's passing, this is our standard trivia question. How much did his colon weigh at the time of his death? I'll give you a clue. It was impacted and chunky.
How much did it weigh, Reverend?
You know what? You brought me to one conclusion, and that is that you are full of all that stuff that was in that colon.
Oh, man, that's not nice. That's not nice, Jack.
You're talking about BM.
I can just say, you know what? You guys are full of all that stuff. But you know what?
But you're not. You're taking God's name and wearing an Elvis suit. Who's the jackass now?
How much does colon weigh, man?
Don, you've got to get away from this preoccupation with colons. You've got to understand
that. That was Mike as well.
Compared to Elvis,
it's
a semicolon, you know? Keep that in mind.
Let us pray.
Hey.
Let us skull for the souls.
I will tell you what.
Let us pray for the souls of my animals. Scatter the monkey.
Bow tie, my turkey.
I'm so glad that you had me on your show, because you know what?
What is that,
Jack? You guys need the Lord more than anybody I've ever met since I was born. And I'm...
You're right. We need the Lord more than you do. After all, you dress up like Elvis and go out and pretend to be a preacher. Your disc jockey is doing a bit on the radio.
You need to come up to the church, and you know what? We'll have the laying on of hands, and that'll fix both of you.
You need to eat a big one.
You know what? Just admit it. You've met your match, and I love you anyway in the Lord. And
I must tell you something, Jack.
Anytime. But when I baptize you...
We are sticking to a schedule today.
He is a motor mouth.
On a future episode...
It's a man of the cloth.
On a future of BS, he's a man of the cloth like I'm a man of the cloth.
I got to tell you, you know...
You know the cloth I use?
What kind
of
cloth?
It's called an adult diaper,
there
Jack.
There you go. Actually, it's a bed sheet.
Wrapped around in a
bed sheet, Jack.
It's been wonderful having you on the show.
Well, a pleasure. And when I baptize you, make sure you got a mic in your hand. Okay.
And I wish you a future of phenom and dumb.
I will baptize you, Jack, and I want to tell you something. It won't be holy water I use. You understand what I'm saying to you?
How great thou art!
You know, I'm so proud of you guys. I am so proud of you guys. And I got to tell you, one of the things I'm proud
Reverend
of...
Reverend Dorian Baxter, do you have any final words?
Over the air.
Any final words for us, Reverend Dorian?
It's very rare that we get shut down on our own segment. But we got to get to our helicopter, Jack.
Helicopter's waiting in the backyard, man. Thank you, Reverend.
You are out of your friggin' mind.
See you later, Dorian.
Final words of God.
That's the girl's name.
Bye-bye.
It's been nice talking to you, Cindy.
Take care. Bye-bye, Mrs. Baxter.
Thank you, Betty.
And
hey, Mary Lou, it's been nice talking to you.
God bless you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Goodbye, Michelle, ma belle.
Yeah, and just don't drink anymore, because you're in bad enough places.
There you go.
That's right.
She's a lovely reverend. She's Dorian Baxter.
You take care.
Keep preaching God's word.
May the Lord bless
while wearing an Elvis suit.
Amen.
Amen.
Hold on, please.
Well,
man, I've got to go to the bathroom.
Me too, man.
You need to do more than that.
We're going
to
put you on hold now, Reverend.
Hold on, Jack.
Hold on.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Great.
Wow. Another worthy adversary.
He did not give up either.
Hey, it's Rob. How do you think it went? I think you did a great job. When you come to D.C., call us. We'd love to have you.
Yeah, sure we would.
Yes.
That'd be another cherry booking.
That was fun.
I know, I agree.
I enjoyed that.
I like him.
Wow, yeah. He just did not stop, Jack.
He's funky.
He did not like it.
All right, well, thank you, Dorian.
He will not shut up.
Bye-bye. God bless.
Here's a girl's name.
Oh, man.
What did she have to say?
He said,
God bless you both.
You know what we should have? You know what we should have done, Jack?
What's that?
We should have given him a quote from yesterday's show. The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you.
Okay. Thank you. And now.
Wow, I'm exhausted, Jack.
And now it's time for the Mamo's Day special.
Yay. Oh, good.
Even though Mamo's Day is really not until this weekend.
Right.
And tomorrow,
right.
We'll have a special Mother's Day Friday visit.
Good.
And I'm going to try to do my mega mix, my annual mega mix of Jimmy Dean IOU, along with Mommy Dearest and Throw Mama from the Train.
If you've never heard that, it is worth tuning in.
Love that. I'm going to try to do it live, because we could. I could do it before the show, but it's more fun to try it live on the air.
It makes it better that way.
But we're going to play our game today. Now, it's a different type of game. The game is called My Mom is the Worst Ever.
Wow.
Now, let me put a couple of parameters on this for you and for Joe Ardinger. You are not allowed to call to say your mom is the worst ever if your mom did something awful to you that you deserve. You're also not allowed to call to say that you have the worst mom in the world if your mom did something very heinous to you that you did not deserve. What we're looking for is basically more than one example, and there's just no nice way to put it, why your mom is just a bitch on wheels. There must be some guys out there, and maybe chicks as well, who just think their mother is the worst mother ever. And, for instance, I'll throw my adoptive mother out. And I have thrown her out. But if somebody called the show and said, oh, listen, I was adopted, and my parents lied to me about it, and then when I confronted them about it, they sent me all my stuff in a box, and I've not talked to them for 15 years. Well, that's no good.
Hmm.
Or if you call and you say, one time when I was a kid, I broke a piece of furniture in the house, and my mom came outside and just beat the crap out of me in front of my friends. Again, no.
Not good. No.
No. What we're looking for, and I don't want to put words in anybody's mouth,
right.
We're just looking for the type of person that's going to be honest enough to say, your mom was bad. It doesn't mean you don't love your mom, but, you know, and again, I've got like 1,000 examples I could give you, but I'm afraid people would lift them.
Pick up on it.
You know.
Could it be a loving relationship between a mother and children that where mom just was a little forgetful?
Mike, again, you're reading my mind.
So for you know what comes to mind, really, you know, my mom was bad the one time that we went on a family vacation and they left me in the gas station.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And what we would have to do is then we call the mom and we verify that she's the worst mother ever. Or, for instance, and Rob has given me the okay on this.
Yeah, you can go ahead.
It's okay to say, like, for instance, Rob is nominating Carrie for this game. Now, you can't win.
I cannot win because I'm an employee.
Because you're an employee. However, the way Rob described it to me was, and what he said exactly was, I got the phone call. He said, well, the mother of the year is at it again.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what is it? He said,
listen carefully, ladies and gentlemen.
He said that his son, my godson, Robert, was at the grandma's house.
Mimi's house.
And Mimi had gotten him some kryptonite slime.
Yeah. You know, I don't like to rename your ideas here, but you know what this game should be called? What? Mother of the Year.
I like that.
I mean, there's no better name.
M-O-T-Y.
Don, I don't think there's anybody in this room that has not invoked that mantra.
There you go.
Mother of the Year.
Yes. So the boy who's three gets kryptonite slime,
green slime.
Yeah. They leave him alone with it.
He's playing unattended. What could possibly go wrong?
Well, what happens is Rob says Carrie calls him from her mom's house, hours
south
away, to say, Robert got this stuff in his hair. Now, rather than just take the child and putting his head under the water and trying to get it out.
I suggested that.
And she said?
That she would prefer to handle it when we get home. She said she might try to comb it out.
I hate to think out loud, but you know, this contest should be open to husbands who would like to nominate the mother of their children as Mother of the Year.
Oh, Mike, any...
That will cause the phone lines to melt
it
down.
It doesn't have to be.
I hear a rumbling. What?
Why would you like to nominate your wife as Mother of the Year?
Mike, would you like to play?
I think there are a lot of people that would like to play.
Sure. So, listen, we'll get to the Rob thing here. So, he calls me up and he says, so, they put the stuff in his hair.
This is 5 hours later when they get home.
When they get home...
They buy green slime and it gets in his hair.
It is hardened, and it's hardened to the fact where it has started to actually merge with the boy's hair coming out of his skull.
All the way down to the scalp. It really is the texture
of a form-fitted juju fruit.
Now, Rob took a picture and emailed me a picture of the boy who looks as happy as he can be. He's wearing a Superman costume,
right.
And he has this big, gigantic, rock hard.
Looks like he's wearing a yarmulke made of snot.
Big green pile of something. Now,
here's what's sad, is we could not, we couldn't remove it,
right.
And we said, well, we're going to have to shave the boy's head.
Oh, dear.
But to get under it, it was so tight to the scalp, it was pulling his hair.
Oh.
So the entire head shaving was crying and screaming.
One might ask, how many hours earlier had the green slime gotten in the hair?
Roughly 5.
And why wasn't it taken out at that moment?
Because she's Mother of the Year.
Okay,
all is well now, and my son's head looks like a discarded tennis ball.
Very, very good.
That's a good example. We'll take some calls. We come back. Phone number 877-365-3636. I think you get the gist of this.
Yeah. Who will be Mother of the Year?
We'll find out. We'll select the mom based on your calls, and then we'll call her and surprise her. And if she can, and if she can verify the story,
yes,
well, then she will proudly wear the crown of 2006 Mother of the Year.
Mother of the Year.
So call now. Oh, I want to see the lines are lighting up.
Yeah, look at
Robbie.
That.
Please be a love and go explain this to Joe.
I will.
Okay. And we'll be back with your calls, everybody.
Number 15 Arbitron rated the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, what? Hangers! What's wire hangers doing in this closet when I told you no wire hangers ever?
Right.
What's wire hangers doing in this closet?
Answer, Mom.
Answer me!
It's on in my show. It's pimple popping time, because here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right. Let me see, the Westwood One portion of our show, which would be the whole show, brought to you by Head On. Head On products available without a prescription at retailers nationwide. Try Head On to the... Shave your armpits. Chrissy Hind.
Is she one of the armpit hair girls?
I saw her on TV recently. And she had two big bushes under her arms.
Still sexy, though. Yeah.
You think you are Patti Smith, not the biggest fuse with Smite. Big, dirty girl.
She's cute.
She just cleaned herself up a little bit. Chrissy Hind.
Hind.
Like ass.
Uh-huh.
Mother of the Year time.
Yay.
Here we go. 877-365-3636. The greatest made-up holiday of all time is this weekend, Mother's Day. And let's go right to the calls and see who wants to nominate their mom or maybe their wife as Mother of the Year. We'll pick one. We'll call the mom or wife and give her a prize package worth at least a couple dollars.
Excellent.
And the winning person, whether it be the son, daughter, or spouse, will get $250 American dollars.
Wonderful.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi there. Who's this?
Don and Steve.
Hi, Steve. Where are you from?
Newark, Delaware.
Beautiful. Thank you for listening. Steve, who's Mother of the Year in your opinion, my friend?
Well, it's my mom. I'm 32, and when I was 12 years old, my mom had to referee a baseball game and called me out at third base.
Okay.
B-F-D.
That still hits me, man. I still think about it.
That is a disqualification.
Get over it.
It's not like green slime in your hair.
Bye-bye.
Hello. Left all day.
Yeah, Don and Mike's show. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, who's this?
This is Diane in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Right on. Hi, Diane. Thank you for listening. And who do you think is Mother of the Year? Now, you wouldn't be nominating yourself, would you?
No. My very sweet mother, who I love and adore, is very selfish. And a couple of Christmases, a few months before Christmas, a few years ago, I was at her house, and I said, boy, I really love your vacuum cleaner. It's one of those little tornado ones. It'd be great for my allergies, kind of dropping hints I'd like one for Christmas.
No.
So I go Christmas Day. She had bought me a new vacuum, but she liked the little feather duster attachment on it, so she kept the new vacuum and gave me her old vacuum.
Who's really selfish here?
I know, but it was a Christmas gift. She liked the feather duster attachment. Yeah. Come on.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Thank you, Diane.
To quote someone very, very close to me.
Uh-huh.
Are you stupid like your mother? Don and Mike show.
Who said that?
I don't know who said that. I don't know who said that.
Hello?
Or perhaps that person said, are you stupid like your daughter?
Or I was dumb, maybe.
Are you dumb like your daughter? Or maybe that person didn't really even say it, just wanted to say it. And
no.
called me and said that they wanted to say it.
Oh,
and it was so good that I wrote it down.
Let's move on.
You're going to have a nice evening.
Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike show.
For a change.
Hello. Oh, listen. I swear on Frida's life. I used it on Frida. I told her where I got it. I really said to her, what are you, dumb like your mother?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh, come on. I heard it from Rob.
Oh.
On the line. Hello.
Hello, Donna Mike?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Jay from Sacramento, California.
All right, Jay, let's go easy on that.
Well, I got three pretty good stories. You got to
pick the best one.
Just pick one for Mother of the Year.
One?
Just
one. All right.
Yep.
Well, this is similar to what Mike mentioned earlier, but when I was a kid at my birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese, my mother liked the Drinky Winky, and she got drunk and left me there when she went to take all the other kids home. Then she got so drunk that she got lost.
I do not believe him.
I don't believe him. No, crap to
take.
Picked the wrong story.
And, you know, Drinky Winky, Sacramento, the whole combination. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, who's this?
Don and Mike, what's up? This is Wayne.
Hey, Wayne, where are you from, Wayne?
Baltimore.
Right on.
What's happening in your world today?
105.7.
It's wet up here. Look,
your mom Babelicious?
Yeah.
Babraham Lincoln?
But if you're going to spew into this.
That's right. We're quoting Wayne's World. Deal with it.
We don't care if you mind. Where are you calling from, Wayne?
Baltimore.
Okay, Wayne, the mom, is it your mom? My mom. Why is your mom Mother of the Year, sir?
This was a while ago, she took me to a wrestling match down at the Baltimore Civic Center, and we were in the parking garage, some dude cut her off, and she pulled a gun out on him.
Oh, man.
There we go. Instant applause.
Wait, hold on.
While you were in the car?
Yeah, I'm in my car now.
No, while you were in the car with your mom.
It was me and my buddy. We went to a wrestling match.
Now, hold on. How old were you?
I had to be about 10 or 11 or something like that.
10 or 11. But now, just so I have this straight, your mom pulled out a gun to protect you?
No. He was going to a wrestling match. They were downtown. Somebody cut her off in traffic, and she pulled a gun on him.
Yeah, we were in a parking garage.
What happened after? Wayne, what happened after that when she pulled the gun on the person who just cut her off?
The dude got in his car and left. It was a white guy. I remember that.
I was having a hard time following it, but now I'm with you.
Yes, you can handle road rage or you can't. Either way.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Who's this?
This is Danny.
Danny?
Is it like D-A-N-N-I?
D-A-N-N-I-E.
Danny.
Danny. Yeah, get it all the time.
Okay,
so,
all right, Danny. Your mom.
Yeah,
mom. Where are you calling from, Danny?
Annandale,
Virginia. Okay. Let's talk about your mama.
So I got married 1998. Married a really crappy guy, but that's not the point. The point is my mom came late to my wedding. By about 10 minutes.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And it's a big deal, but it just doesn't work in this game.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Joe. How are you?
Hi, Joe. Where are you from, my friend?
I am from Livermore, California.
All right. Mother of the Year, who is it?
Well, not only when I was younger, I saw my mom numerous times get taken away by the cops, but lately I'm graduating college this week, and she's not even going to be there.
Why?
Again, these are sob stories you should tell Dr. Phil.
They're not particularly amusing. You see, we are looking for them. Now, if you're in your mom's car and somebody cuts her off in a parking garage and she pulls out a
gun.
.22, that's funny.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Heather.
Hi, Heather. Where are you from?
I'm from Baltimore.
Right on 105.7. That's our station in Baltimore. And who's Mother of the Year, Heather?
Well, my mother and I and a group of students were visiting Spain. And we were visiting a church, and she took the group of students across town on a subway and through a museum before she realized that she had left me at the church.
In a foreign country.
In a foreign country with no money. I spoke no Spanish whatsoever. Had no idea how to get to the place that we were staying.
How old were you?
I was 19.
Oh, come on. Get out of here.
It works up until that point.
Christ. You know what you do at that point? I show a little leg.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Spaniards will take you anywhere you need to go.
That's right.
Come on.
It'll be just like a scene from Hostel.
You're never without currency.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you got what God
you're
gave
19,
you.
Hello. Your name's Heather.
19. Would you like to go to the bullfight?
Have you heard of the American president? LBJ? Hello, Don and Mike. Who is this?
It's Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
Why do you say that with a question mark?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm from Sacramento.
Okay, well, okay, that says it all. Ryan, who's Mother of the Year, sir?
My mom, Debbie.
Why? Why is that?
When I was 13, my parents were divorced, and I woke up one morning to find my mom stealing our Christmas lights. I had to call the cops on her.
Okay, now that's pretty good. All right, so your mom and dad are divorced when you're 13.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you're 13 years old and they're divorced.
My mom was supposed to pick me up for a visit that day, uh-huh. And so I woke up early to take a shower, and I looked out the window, and she was already there.
Are you on good terms?
Lights off the house.
Are you on good terms? They would mean the outside lights.
Yeah.
Oh, better. Even better. Yeah. Are you on good terms with your mom now?
Actually, we've just now, in the last couple of years, reconciled, and it's been...
We could definitely make this a setback.
Why was she stealing the Christmas lights?
Good question.
Well, because my dad and another couple in town had a big competition, and my house looked like National Lampoon's vacation, Christmas vacation. And she always felt that half those lights belonged to her and my little brother who lived with her.
Was she taking down whole strings of lights, or?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
My brother was in the car.
Now, wait a minute, hold on. You called the cops on your mom?
That's what my dad told me to do.
Hold on a second, Ryan. Hold on. He's a finalist.
Yeah, that is great.
He's a finalist. Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Hey, this is Josh.
Hi, Josh. Where are you from?
I am from a small town called Olney, Maryland. I'm listening on 106.7.
I know where that is.
Josh!
Beautiful town. Josh! Josh, who is Mother of the Year, sir?
Mother of the Year is my mother. She has this, she has this thing that I like to call the arbitrary standard of cleanliness.
Okay.
Tell us more.
Yeah.
Basically, I live with her, and basically when she asks me to clean something...
Hold on. Do you still live with her?
Yeah.
And how old are you, Josh?
I'm
24.
24. Okay. All right. Right on the cusp.
Yeah.
Right on that.
Well, right away, don't you agree? Right away, mom gets more credit.
Yes, she does.
Oh, right away, she gets more
because
credit.
Because you're still sucking on her teeth.
Yes.
I mean, you're there.
I'm
Madonna, mm-hmm. Baby at your... You know what? I'm sorry, Mike.
Good call. No, I agree.
Executive decision.
Yeah, arbitrary.
Yeah.
Lives with mom, disqualified.
He's out of there. Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Hello.
I mean, she probably still... cleans like hair out of the sink.
And you know what he's going to say? She asked me to clean, and then she doesn't clean. You know, it's going to be one of those deals.
Yeah, meanwhile,
from a 24-year-old.
You know, he's 24, and she's still washing his underpants.
Exactly.
Get a place.
Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, baby. Who's this?
This is Mindy from York, Pennsylvania.
Right on, Mindy. Okay, who's Mother of the Year?
My beautiful, lovely mother.
Why?
When I was about 15 years old, she was having a really bad day, and we were sitting on the back porch, and she had a little bit too much to drink, got pissed off, and sprayed me in the face with Raid.
Wow. Not a lot makes me spit out my hair.
Had the audacity to tell me that she was sorry it was an accident. Actually, she was only teasing.
Hold on, Mindy.
Just
hold
goofing
on.
Around.
Wow.
Hold on. Whoa.
Ooh, those are strong. I like
they
that
are
one.
Strong.
I like that one. Let's see. Who have we not talked to? Hello, Don and Mike show. Who's this?
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Hi, who's this, please?
This is Mike.
Mike, where are you from?
Sonora, California.
All right, thanks for listening. And Mike, who's Mom of the Year? Who's your choice for Mother of the Year, sir?
My mom, Sandy. She is definitely the Mom of the Year.
Why?
When I was a kid, she used to work as a bartender. And I used to go, when she worked afternoon shifts, I would go hang out in a movie theater, and then I'd come back to the bar when she got off. And this guy comes out of the bar, and just blood gushing out of his nose, and he says, "The bitch hit me."
Huh?
Well, about 2 seconds later, my mom comes walking out of the bar, shaking her hand. She broke two fingers on the guy's nose.
maybe he deserved it.
Did he have it coming?
She said he had it coming.
I like it, though. It's not bad.
All right, hold on. Well,
the guy.
You know, maybe if the guy came on to the mom.
Maybe he deserved it. Yeah, we never got the circumstances.
Okay, you know what? Let's just see what we've got here.
Okay.
Mike, who are our finalists?
I got everybody here, Don, but let me give you the finalists that we liked. Caller number 4 from Baltimore, it was Wayne. Wayne was with his mom when he was a little boy, I think about 13 years old. His mom took him to wrestling. After wrestling, they were coming out of the parking lot, and his mom got cut off, didn't like it, and pulled out a .22 handgun on the driver that cut her off. Then the other finalist we had was the guy that actually had, let me see, Sacramento, Ryan, caller number 8. Ryan's mom came over on Christmas, and he caught his mother stealing the Christmas lights off her divorced father's home.
That's pretty good.
She deserved half of them.
And he had to call the cops because his dad made him.
His dad told him to call the cops. And there was caller number 10, Mindy. Mindy's mom had a very bad day. Of course, alcohol was involved. And, well, she apologized later, but that didn't make amends for Mindy, who was sprayed in the face with Raid.
Oh, wow.
Those are your 3 finalists. Okay, and we have Mike from Sonora, whose mom bartended and punched the guy in the face and busted his nose.
We don't know why.
But we don't know what the circumstances are.
Here's where I'm at.
Yeah.
I'm torn between the mom with the gun and the mom that shot her daughter in the face with the Raid.
I think we all agree on that one. You know, I really enjoyed the Christmas lights. And that was a beautiful... They're all almost equal, in my opinion.
They're all terrific.
They're all good. Well, but, of course, we could only have one winner on the Don and Mike show.
All right, well, then, I'd have to say... For worse mother, really.
Boy,
How do you pick between a mom pulling a gun out with a kid's 10, try to shoot at a guy, and...
You know, Don, here's how you do it. I think you can pull a handgun out, and it's a terrible thing to do, but you're not actually inflicting harm on the child directly.
I agree.
Like you would be if you sprayed Raid
in
a child's
face. Thank you, counselor. I vote for Raid.
Just the Raid. I know a simple gesture that makes it unanimous. Raid.
It's got
to
be Raid.
And kudos go to our 2 runners-up, Ryan and Wayne, with
the
mom stealing Christmas lights and the mom that pulled a gun.
Now, hold on. Let me see. I've got the number.
They were all wonderful.
All strong.
Such a great finalist.
Oh, hold on. Everybody's got to just, you know, I hate to say this. Everybody has to shut up when I dial the phone.
All right.
Not because I can't concentrate.
But I can't.
Mm-hmm. But really, when the microphones are going on.
Please would be nice.
Time is of the essence.
If I was curt with you.
Gentlemen.
Okay.
Put down that Raid.
There we go. I'm just screwing with you.
Yeah. Dial carefully.
Shh.
Ah! You want me to do it? Off the air?
Yeah.
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 Our voices blend with the touch tones and it throws the tones
off.
Yes,
and it makes it goes beep, 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 beep. Mm-hmm. It makes like 3 threes in a row.
Right.
That'll be fixed in the new studio, which, as we found out today, is just a fantasy.
Yeah, they're just making it up to keep us happy temporarily.
It's a ruse.
Right. So Rob is trying to get the mom on the phone right now.
Sharon is Mindy's mom.
One ring.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, if we don't get through to Mindy's mom, we have Ryan's mom and Wayne's mom.
Yeah. You got it?
Hi, Sharon. I'm calling from the Don and Mike.
Okay. Here we go.
Mindy on playing a radio game with us. And in order for her to win her prize, we need you to come on the air with us.
It was $250, right?
What's that?
Yes. $250.
Yes, $250.
When we put you on hold and they pick up, your voice will be on the radio and our internet stream. Is that okay? Okay, hang on and hold on to be on the air.
Could you please ask her if she's glad women have the right to vote? Okay.
I don't think she votes.
Okay, here she is now. Maybe there's a few more questions you could ask her, that's all. Here now is Sharon. Hi, Sharon. Sharon? Hello, Sharon.
Yes.
Hi, Sharon. How are you?
I'm fine. How many people am I talking to?
You're talking to Don and Mike. Welcome to the Don and Mike Show, and this is our newsman, Buzz.
Don and Mike Show.
All right. And we have your daughter, Mindy, on the phone as well, so you know everything's on the level. Mindy, say hi to your mom.
Hi, Mommy. Hi, sweetheart. Where are you?
Now, we are playing a game called Mother of the Year.
Mother of the Year. Okay.
And we've selected you as Mother of the Year. Here's how we're going to play this. Now, rather than give your daughter a chance to lead you down a primrose path,
I want to ask you a real simple question about something that happened when your daughter was about 13 years old.
We have had many people call the show on our Mother of the Year competition to tell us bad stories about their mom. Something that we've done.
I can't tell you anything bad. She never was a bad child.
No, this is not about Mindy. This is about something you did.
It's about you.
And if you can verify the story that Mindy told us, you're going to be the big winner.
One time.
Okay.
Now, I'm sure that there's lots of things that you've done.
Yes.
But the one that Mindy told us about involved you doing something to her face.
And if you can verify that, you're going to be the big winner. Mindy told us the story, and we picked her story as the Mother of the Year story.
She obviously has been scarred by this for life. Like, she called our show with it.
That's right.
Do you have any memory of anything?
She was 13.
Mindy, is that? Do we have Mindy on the line?
Yeah, Mindy.
Yes, I'm here.
Mindy, were you 13 when this happened?
I was about 15 or 16.
Oh, okay.
And I should mention.
Can I ask a question?
You were drinking.
Yeah.
You can ask a question, but we reserve the right not to have that question answered, okay?
Oh, okay.
But go
Did
ahead.
It have anything to do with band?
With band?
Yeah.
It does have something to do with Mindy. Yeah, I guess you can answer that.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't have anything to do with band.
Okay, I'll give you a hint. You were drinking, and you were outside.
Oh, I know that.
Okay, all right, Sharon, can you tell us what it is? If you back up Mindy's story.
I sprayed her with wasp spray, not intentionally, though.
Okay, right. Do you remember the specific spray that you sprayed her with?
Wasp spray.
That is a winner.
But hold on.
I knew I was lying.
Hold on. You said it was unintentional, and your daughter said that because you were drunk, you got mad at her, and you sprayed her in the face with Raid.
All the time.
Sprayed her with lots of things. But wasp spray is a verification. Yes. And Sharon, you are the big winner.
Yay. Yes, well, no, actually, Mindy's the big winner.
Yeah, Mindy's the big winner. Yeah.
Mindy's the big winner.
She is a darling daughter. That's a lot for me.
And Mindy,
amazing mom.
Mindy, listen, as long as your mom's on the phone, why don't you tell her the story just to refresh her memory the way you told us?
Yes.
Because your mom kind of glossed over it and said that it was accidental. Why don't you tell her the way you told us?
Well, I told you all that my mom, back when I was about 15 or 16, that she had had a bad day. We were sitting on the back porch. She had a little too much to drink and reached for, you know, just sprayed me in the face with some Raid and was like, I was teasing.
I was teasing.
I didn't mean it.
I love it.
Is that how it happened, Sharon?
No, it's not how it happened.
I like, all right, good. We'll hear your side of the story,
what
too.
Did
okay,
happen?
My side of the story is, yes, we were out on the deck having a good time. It was a wonderful, balmy night. It was really good.
Yeah.
And she was outside and I was inside getting ready to come out. Well, there was a wasp's nest out there we didn't know about, and she found it. And she started in. She kept saying, wasp, wasp. When she started in and I started out with the wasp spray, one was on the screen, and I sprayed it, and she was right there.
Oh.
No.
Now, Mindy, is that how it happened?
No, sir.
I like that.
Kids in their memories.
You two crazy kids are going to have to work this out on your own time.
Oh, yeah. Well, we worked it out before. We'll work it out.
Here's why I believe Mindy, because Sharon to me sounds like this. The spectacular lady of theater.
Right.
I'm mad. I am mad enough. And yet still very self-conscious that I'm going to write a book.
Have you ever been told that, Sharon, that you sound like Judy Garland?
Yeah,
Judy Garland.
No, but I'm told I look like Carol Burnett.
To believe in the rainbow that I tried to get over.
Hold on, girls.
Couldn't. So what?
Okay, here you go. Let's see. Mindy, for you, we have $250.
Yay! Go buy yourself
something nice for Mother's Day.
I'm going to buy my mommy something.
Very nice, Mindy.
Oh, she's already done mommy a lot.
Yeah. And
just her love is enough for mom.
Spray her in the face with Raid. And mommy, Sharon, congratulations. This sounds like something that an alkie can use. You have won a month.
A reformed alkie.
You have won a month's worth of free iced coffee from Dunkin' Donuts.
Yay!
Oh, good Lord. Wow, I don't like iced coffee.
Maybe she likes coffee.
Maybe you can put something in it that would sweeten it up a little bit.
Oh, no.
Yeah, come on. No,
those days are gone.
Okay, be your best all summer long with the Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee. Dunkin' Donuts America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. They are a sponsor, a client.
Well,
and if you like,
Dunkin' Donuts have good donuts, I know.
Yes,
we very good donuts.
We'll get you
yes.
some donuts.
Very
okay?
good.
And there.
Sharon,
there you go.
Sharon, you're a very good sport. And Mindy, thank you so much. And
thank
Sharon,
you.
Sharon, remember, not only a great TV show, but a motto for life, one day at a time.
Yes,
amen.
That's true.
There you go, baby. Okay.
That is exactly
okay.
right.
See you at the meeting, Sharon. Nice talking to you, ma'am. Hold on, please.
Sharon.
Nice talking to you,
hold
too.
Hold on, please.
What a nice man. Well, it ended Mindy. Up all warm and fuzzy.
Oh,
yeah, like that.
Mindy, how about your mom lying about that,
yeah.
huh? Mindy? Yeah.
Yes.
All right, thank you.
Thank you,
honey. Imagine that. The mom did a Cheney on her. Mom did a Cheney on her.
Yeah.
Shot her in the face.
It's on the screen.
Spray.
What, Rob?
Hold on. Coffee's good for the shakes. Well, that's good news for Sharon.
It works every time, doesn't it, Rob? Every morning.
Yeah, that was good. And it would have been a good second call would have been the mom that brandished the weapon.
Yeah. And the mom that stole the Christmas lights off the house on Christmas.
All good. All pretty good.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, the one with the busted nose was a weak one, but we don't know if the mom was defending herself or not.
Right. And how about Josh, who lives with his mom? I just thought I'd throw that in there.
Let's go right to the cubicle with Bud.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
they're boating.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
Me.
He made it up.
Okay, Buzz, here we go. What's yes. coming up in your news show tonight?
Tonight, your phone company has sold you out. A hip-hop shock jock goes too far.
Yo, yo, yo.
And sex news and lots of it.
Oh, good. All right, good.
Stay tuned good. Stay for tuned, news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. Well, that was very...
That was very professional.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike Show.
That's the word from Planet Crackpot.
The Don and Mike Show.
Get up on this.
That's right.
A handsome man with gas shoes and pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Here to repossess your funny bone, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I know, Rob. Where's the melody? Push it.
Whoa!
Push it. Real good. Time for Buzz's news and comments right now. Tomorrow on the show.
Yes.
In no particular order, we'll have the Mom's Day Mega Mix with IOU by Jimmy Dean.
That is great.
Mommy Dearest and Throw Mama from the Train.
I love that. Yep.
Plus, tomorrow we're finally going to review our gay letters, our gay secrets that we've really not...
Yeah, we haven't gotten to the bottom of it.
We've not turned each other upside down yet, pardon the pun, and gotten to the bottom of it. Again,
sure.
No pun intended. Let me see. Tomorrow also scheduled to appear Will of People, my brother, maybe finally.
Very good.
We'll have a Friday favorite just for Mother's Day for the Friday visit.
Wonderful.
And Bob Mailman's coming in.
Yay.
Oh, perfect. He is...
He's a bad mother.
He's going to be debuting his stand-up act.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
He's doing open mic night.
Yeah.
Really?
That's right.
That can only end angry.
It's Don and Mike's Bananas. With tickets, call 1-800-HA-HA.
Fantastic.
Look forward to it. And I think our audience is really ready to give him some positive feedback.
Love.
On his stand-up.
I can already tell you one thing.
What's that?
That went well.
Here now with news and comments is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Well, you knew already there was government wiretapping, and maybe you were okay with that. But it turns out there's been more listening and checking than you thought. Chances are the government has even gathered your phone records. Turns out tens of millions of Americans are in a government phone file, supposedly in a search for terrorists.
All right, so they know that I call 1-900-FEED-ME-MOMMY.
Yeah.
You know.
Some people are okay with that, others not so much.
It's going to be okay, and you're going to nonchalant it until they kick your door in.
Okay, so I call 1-900-BREAST-MILK.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
yeah.
It's my own
but
private world.
You're sort of proud of that, so you don't mind people.
You told me that we were never supposed to talk about that on the show.
Well, I don't.
Well, it's your rule, so I guess you can break it.
Well, actually, I don't speak. It's just a pre-recorded message.
And incidentally, that's your. You set up that line, right?
You're goddamn right.
Fantastic.
Well, I went down to the Cayman Islands, and I've got 5 or 6 operators down there, and they're just like in the Aerosmith video. They're big, fat, ugly chicks that are doing their,
right.
That are one of them's got a baby in her arm, and she's ironing, and the other thing, and she's got the phone like this, and she's like, "Well, I'm really beautiful, and I've got big nursing breasts." Yes.
Can I pull back the curtain, though?
You don't care.
Yeah.
About what? 80% of those women are not nursing mothers.
They're men.
You know that. In some cases.
They're men. In many cases, they're men in India. And what I've done is I've outsourced. They're answering phones for United Airlines.
Flawless English.
Wow.
Flawless English. Not a trace of an accent.
You would never know.
Well, for this government phone file, maybe you didn't know just how fast AT&T, Verizon, and Bell South gave you up. They turned over your records to the National Security Agency, who you called and when and for how long and how often. Even though the vast majority of you have never been charged with any crime, nor are suspected of any. The president swore that the domestic surveillance program would be limited to calls made outside the U.S.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
It isn't. It's every call. Quoting a source to USA Today, it's the largest database ever assembled in the world. There's a law against the government building such a database, by the way, just one of the 750 laws the president says he has the authority to ignore.
It's next.
Oh, yeah.
Step in time.
Also, the Constitution used to protect your privacy. The USA Today source says the NSA's goal is to, quote, create a database of every call ever made.
He takes his foot and puts it on the neck, right on the Adam's apple.
I'm with him on
George
this one.
George W. Bush.
And the phone companies. The phone companies literally sold you out for months. AT&T, Verizon, and Bell South all have government contracts.
It's not just Bush, it's the man.
They are the biggest of the phone companies.
Oh, I don't think this has anything to do with Bush. I think this is the guys in the intelligence.
No, but it's with Buzz, it's not just the president. It's like, it's anything that pisses him off. It's always the man.
The man.
The man. The man.
Together, sticking it to the man.
Together, these three companies have 200 million customers.
No, Buzz.
Yes?
I'm just finally going to give you what you want. Go ahead.
USA Today's sources.
Have you heard this song, incidentally?
No, I haven't.
Neil Young.
Oh, let him beat the president.
Still rocking in the
by
free
Neil
world.
Young.
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right.
Go ahead.
I kind of want to listen. USA Today's sources insisted that their identities be kept secret since this whole NSA database project is classified. The phone companies won't talk about it. Verizon says it won't comment on, quote, matters of national security. And the NSA certainly won't talk about it. So we have no way of knowing if it's helped us catch any bad guys or whether the program's been used for any other purpose.
Another great Neil Young song.
Only one major phone company has refused. Only one phone company's refused to go along with the NSA's data collection, Quest. And to quote that company's spokesman, we can't talk about this. It's a classified situation.
Here is a tape of the President of the United States.
I've asked all sides to, you know, stop for a minute, to have a ceasefire, to try and heal the wounds, put the fires out, and come together a little bit because, you know, what's really at stake are the future of these little kids, Lola and Sam. I have every confidence that both Charlie and Denise will become friends again. It'll take a while. They'll have to go through this.
President Sheen.
President Bartlett.
Man, it was right after that that she cut Martin Sheen off from her kids, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said.
But it could happen tomorrow.
Martin Sheen was president.
Man, it's like cats mating with dogs the way Hillary Clinton and Rupert Murdoch have taken a liking to each other.
Oh, this has got to piss you off, huh?
Murdoch? I don't even get it. I'm confused. I'm bewildered by this. Murdoch is the worldwide conservative leader who owns the politically conservative Fox News channel. Hillary is the target of conservative hatred, partly because she's considered so liberal. Which raises the question, why is Rupert Murdoch holding a fundraiser for Hillary?
Cankles.
And
he's
why
into cankle.
Why is she smiling and saying thank you? It's not as if she needs the money. Among presidential hopefuls, she has the most, over $20 million already. Murdoch says it's no big deal. He just thinks she's been a good senator, and he wouldn't mind seeing her reelected, he says. Hillary says he's been a good constituent. It's creepy, like watching your parents have sex. But politics makes for strange bedfellows.
But yes? If we stop and analyze that for a second.
Yes?
Don't you think Murdoch has some end game?
Oh, they both do, clearly. I mean, it's pretty easy to figure out.
Well, see, her end game would be, well, I'm going to get on Fox News and maybe I'll get some equal treatment.
Yeah, and also, don't underestimate the thing about the money. I mean, you don't they say that in politics? You can never have enough of a war chest?
Right.
Right. And it is New York, which would be one of the most expensive Senate races in the country.
So what does he get out of it? He gives her some dough and he gets the cankles.
Right.
I mean, I would just worry about him. I would because I think he's a genius. I mean, I really do. He's an evil genius.
At the rubber chicken dinner, though, where you had the fundraiser, the chicken was poisoned.
But politics makes for strange bedfellows, and that brings us to the vice president's daughter, Mary Cheney. She's just written a book in which she calls John Kerry a son of a bitch for mentioning her sexuality in the presidential debate.
Did you say Mary Cheney?
Mary Cheney.
Right.
He's a fag.
Mary says it's not that Kerry outed her. She was already out. But she says Kerry tried to use her orientation for his political gain.
Are you kidding? She's so out, animals in the woods smell her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Squirrels go, a lesbian's around.
She's out.
Oh, it's Mary Cheney.
And when vice presidential candidate John Edwards mentioned it, she says she mouthed the words, go F yourself, to him. Quoting a spokesman for Kerry, seems like a suspicious lecture from a political operative who flacked for the most anti-gay administration in history.
I'm a lesbian.
She should be more credible if she pushed Dad's administration to support equal rights for gay Americans.
I'm a lesbian.
End quote.
See the picture of her girlfriend?
Yeah, I think I have.
A celebrity, I'm not kidding, celebrity that the Mary Cheney's girlfriend most resembles?
One.
Pat Riley.
Nice.
From the Miami Heat.
Really?
Swear to God.
And who did you compare Pat Riley to the other day? Some Indian chief or something like that?
I don't know. Was it the guy in the commercial who was crying? I'm not really sure. Yeah,
something like you said, his nose has gotten very large.
Hey, but they came back. They came back last night.
Mm-hmm.
Miami came back. God, did they stomp on New Jersey. They killed him by 30. You know who was huge?
Who?
Shaquille O'Neal. Why do you think they call me Lil Shaq?
How are you doing?
Because I am
Shaq.
Yippee-yokai, mellow, ever.
Good game.
Thank you, Dennis.
You're welcome.
What's happening, Whitey?
Hey, but uncivil discourse is not just limited to politics. Hard to believe, but also hip-hop DJs. That's our story when we continue.
Oh, is this about starring Buck Wild?
Yeah.
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 Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, even I got to say, you know, at that point,
A bit much.
At that point, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you about it.
Okay, we'll be right back, bud.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
You know, a lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everybody is talking about the show. It's huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, they see how great it is.
The Don and Mike Show.
Correct.
Remember that having their program every day is a luxury. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. You heard that today when Joel Hollander called the show.
Yes.
Some very nice things to say about us.
Good to have him with us.
It was embarrassing to have, you know, the president of the company come on and say that we're such great guys.
Yeah, I didn't know they were stringing us along about that new studio. What a drag.
Here now is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. In New York, a hip-hop radio DJ has been fired for saying he wanted to violate a rival DJ's young daughter.
Yo-yo.
It was just part of the violent and racist tirade he unleashed on the rival DJ and the rival DJ's Asian-American wife. Clear Channel's Troy Terrain, better known as DJ Star, may be more than just unemployed.
Starring Buck Wild.
He may be facing criminal charges from the Manhattan District Attorney and the FCC.
Yeah, this is just dumb and dumb and dumb.
Here it is. DJ Star offered listeners $500 to tell him where the daughter of the rival DJ goes to school. Speaking to the rival DJ through his show, DJ Star said, I disrespect your seed. I would like to do an R. Kelly on your seed, on your little baby girl, end quote.
Wow.
He called the rival DJ's wife, quote, a low-main eating whore.
Whoa. See, now that, even that, you know, well, you can call somebody's wife a low-main eating whore, and I don't think you get fired for it.
No, probably not.
But when you start going towards someone's kids,
I think, don't you think it goes over the line when you're asking the listeners to tell us where this person
offering
is?
Offering a bounty.
That's getting a little too personal.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
You got to keep the DJ wars like we've always kept our DJ wars, you know, at an arm's length, you know? I mean, really, because, you know, really recognize the fact that most DJs are pussy. That is the fact, you know. We talk a big game, but the fact is, you know, we really do.
Yeah. You know, and I was thinking back to the stuff that we've said on the show and stuff, and we've never brought kids into it. And even when, you know, that's why we get so mad when Bart was little. Mike flips out when kids, when people call, even when people call about our kids.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We get flipped out. To have some other disc jockey. I mean, come on. Dude, I mean, we all say things to get ratings.
Right.
But Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, bottom line, dumb. It just falls into the stupid category, you know.
So, yeah, I don't think you'll find many people in radio going to stand up and...
No.
And
that's giving the guy full credit by calling him dumb. But, you know, I mean, hopefully those things aren't inside of the guy, but you never know. I mean, you don't know what's on his
face. You know, you just got to be careful. I mean, you know, there are some things, well, I'm just stating the obvious, I think. Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, it's like... I don't know. Go ahead and say someone sucks.
Yeah.
Go ahead and, you know, if you can say they're fat, they're ugly, they can't do a radio show, they can't get a rating, they suck, whatever. I mean,
that's funny.
You know,
that comes with the territory.
You start, bringing that other stuff into it. You know,
that's a little sick.
Like, I'm not going to rave out about this. I just want to mention, because I don't want to pay $5,000 to the Red Cross like I said I would.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind.
Okay.
Never mind.
That's your deal, right?
Yeah, never mind. Just let me say.
Just want to make sure that you know that is your deal.
Yeah. It's gotten back to me. It's pretty funny.
Uh-huh.
Now I know what it's like to be a chick and dump some loser guy.
Yeah, let me just say, I know exactly what you're talking about, and I don't have to pay $5,000 to anybody. But it's like, really, not just dumping a guy if you're a chick. It's like if you left somebody at the prom and the person literally is going out of their mind and can't get over you.
Uh-huh.
And someone out there, this person knows who he is, can't get over you, Donnie. D-O-N-I. This person can't get over you at all. This person is so obsessed with you.
I know he is.
And I'm enjoying it. I really am. Because each and every day, this person gets angrier and angrier
You, I do have discipline, and I don't go to the place that I said I would go, but it's not stopped people from emailing me stuff or saying, are you going to believe what he wrote?
Seriously,
this
is the first time you and I have even entered that. We don't talk about it, but I do.
No.
I still go there, and it's fun.
Hold on.
It's fun.
It's a guy with a website. I'm not raving out about it. This guy, idiot guy, writes a website, got mad at me because I got mad because, you know, my whole point about family. Mm-hmm. Guy wrote some stuff about Frida.
Mm-hmm.
It was over the line.
Yeah.
It was freaking over the line. Yeah. So I called him on it. So I would talk about his mother. What he did was... And I hear this from people now. Pretty much everything is just like, everything the guy writes is, we suck, and, you know, even more
every,
so.
Every day. I mean, every
more
single
so than,
day.
More so than before, and I just want him to know right now that I'm flattered that I must be the best piece of ass you never had.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because, God damn it, you're obsessed with me, dude.
It's pretty
You
amazing.
Are obsessed with me. And what are you
going to... And the whole show.
And what are you going to do? What are you going to do? When the number comes out next month, and we go up,
mm-hmm.
and the number after that, we go up,
right.
The number after that, and we go up.
What is the funniest thing of all is to read the negative, how bad, every day, with every single detail about this program, every day.
He's in love with me.
Don't listen. As a matter of fact, take presets off your car.
Right.
But man, every single detail, every single day.
You know, really... I got to say, this is the guy. It makes you look like the fly that you are when I said the eagle doesn't hunt flies.
Mm-hmm.
If you really wanted to handle it, right. You would just drop it. You would just drop
I
it.
I was so taken aback by some of this stuff, and in a way that it was amusing. It really was.
I
got deep into it, and I actually, because I have never really gone beyond just a certain aspect of this location. I got deep into it because I wanted to see some pictures. Whoa.
Oh, Charlie Manson?
Oh, my God. Where's the shopping cart with his clothing in it?
Well, and the weird thing is, Mike, you know what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
He wants me.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it.
He wants to push you around in his shopping cart.
He's in love with me.
Mm-hmm.
I've dumped him, and he can't deal with it.
That's right.
He can't deal with it.
crooks are stupid.
Might be looking for somebody to replace Mom.
Crooks are stupid, and sometimes crooks are busty.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our story when we return.
I can't believe what was said on that show today.
Huh?
Take off the presets. Take off the presets. Yeah, that's it. Take off the presets.
Mm-hmm. Pretty crazy.
You wish I was your daddy. You wish I was your daddy.
Mm-hmm.
I know what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Sucky, sucky. Sorry, don't goey, goey that wayy, wayy. But I love your emails.
Hey, I love it. And it does fall into that wonderful category. Man, Rent, any pub, good pub, absolutely.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you for reading that stuff. Thank mm-hmm. you for everything. Buzz, what's next?
Crooks are busty.
Oh, you made that up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
They love to make pudding. Don and Mike.
Okay, I know we got to be brief here. About 3 weeks ago, a month ago, I said I was not going to rave out against a radio gossip place. Website.
Right.
And I have not looked at the website. And I said if I raved out about it, I would give $5,000 to the Red Cross.
Right.
I'm not raving out about it. Uh-huh. I just was in here with the boys really looking at it.
Right.
Over what this guy's written over the last 3 weeks.
It's gone a little nuts.
Dude, you want to rape me so badly,
mm-hmm.
it ain't funny. You know what you are? You should rent the movie King of Comedy.
Uh-huh.
You are Rupert Pupkin. Ma! That's it. End of discussion.
Bingo.
Do what I've learned to do.
What?
Let it go. Let it go. You're not my type. I've got a girlfriend.
Yes. Enough said.
Here's Buzz. But I got to just say, that's funny mm-hmm. as hell.
That is amazing.
We were just in the studio, uh-huh. like going over this stuff from the right. last couple of weeks.
Right.
I swear on Frida's grave, I don't go there and look at this. I don't. I looked at it today with these guys. I'm like, you are asking me.
Yeah, I gave you a heads up on what
it's like
was on there.
Every other thing that the guy writes writes about is how all of a sudden I suck.
Yeah. Oh, and all telling people specifically not to listen, like to remove the buttons and all.
Just,
yeah.
Really,
it's amazing.
Rob. Okay, I'm sorry. It's flattering. It's funny. God, I don't know. Maybe I should buy some KY.
That's I think what's needed.
I should, and I was reading something that he wrote about. Something about Howard, and it was just a big reference about Howard's penis.
Yeah, very interesting.
Wow. Anyway, we were just reading that during the commercial. It's pretty fascinating. I don't think this counts as a rave out. I think it's more of me just saying to a sad, lonely lover, I'm sorry. I've already got somebody.
Not interested.
And now, okay, Rob, seriously, I know we got a break.
Okay, please.
Just step away.
Okay.
I'll talk to Hughes after the show if he yells at you. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi, Derek.
We'll try to get to the sex news we promised tomorrow. Frankly, I blame the president. Finally,
okay.
Sometimes crooks are busty. In Spokane, Washington, a few months ago, a 35-year-old woman stole her boss's credit cards. She racked up $12,000 on the card. She got her car fixed. She bought some new furniture. But the thing that caught her boss's eye, naturally, were her suddenly larger breasts. She had also used the cards to rack up a new rack.
Yeah.
And then he noticed the over $5,000 she'd paid for them. She's been charged with theft, forgery, and identity theft. But with a balcony like that, she should have no trouble making friends in prison. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Well, I'm going to go home, take a shower after the show.
Yeah, baby.
You know. That's for you, Dave. I'll be nude in the shower. Think about that. Write me some messages. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you,
sir. Good day to you, sir.
Okay, and you, Mr. Time Fanatic.
I don't like iced coffee.
Okay. Goodbye.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike in the afternoon. The Junkies in the morning. The new 3FM 106.7 WJFK.